Exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it at IndieHeat.com. You're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop. Brought to you by Trap for Hope. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
OJ the Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as a Dane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. I'm getting to the paper. Believe it.
Like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I
returned with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Don Nicolione Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WGNSG3.
Thank you.
Tuesday. This is the Jet Ski Show. I'll be your host from 12 to 1 p.m. We have a special show lined up today. A lot of information to cover. It's a beautiful Tuesday. The sun is up, and I'm feeling fantastic. How y'all feeling? I see Vita. I see Nefertiti. I see y'all in there. Okay. I see Thunderbird. Thunderbird in the chat. After me. Okay, I see y'all. Y'all looking well. Okay. I'm very excited today. Any day above the ground is a great day. It's a great day to be alive. So let's take this Tuesday and be positive. Stay out some good deeds today. Stay out some good deeds. Good deeds. Help the old lady cross the street, you know. Help her cross the street. Hold the door for that guy, even though he walks super slow. Oh, God. You know, he walks so slow. You know what I'm saying? But you like me. I'm just holding the door for him anyway. Spare some change to Willie. Willie, y'all. Y'all got to give it up for Willie. Somebody give me a round of applause for Willie. Willie, y'all. Willie the alcoholic. Let's give it up for Willie. Willie, man. Willie's still hanging in there. Willie be on the corner for 50 years. Doing the same thing day in and day out. Doing the same thing. Willie. Standing strong. Willie is standing strong, y'all. Willie got been standing in front of the Chevron, man, gas station, telling lies just to survive. He's telling lies to survive. I like that. Telling lies to survive. And we all tell lies, don't we? We some lying individuals. But, hey, the truth never hurt nobody. So we definitely going to give it up for Willie, man. Make sure you take the time out today, for real, though, to take time out today to tell your family, your friends, coworkers, children, strangers, that you love them and you want to do the best for them. Because you never know, you know, what can happen to anyone. You know, God forbid anything happens. But you never know what encouragement can do for the next person. So, you know, we want to be positive. And, man, we have to be more uplifting nowadays. You know, none of that dirty, boozy crap is going down. And we got to stick together, make any progress in this madness we call society. So we're going to call today Stay Positive Tuesdays. Today is SPT, Stay Positive Tuesdays. Not SPT, SPT, Stay Positive Tuesdays. Absolutely no negativity. Don't let that person get on your nerves. You know, don't let anybody get on your nerves today. So, you know, stay positive today. The word of the day is positive. And speaking of positive, I have some good news and some bad news. Which one of y'all want to hear first? I see. Which one of y'all want to hear first? Y'all want to hear the good news or the bad news? Bad news. I see bad news first. Okay, somebody said bad news first. Bad news is I've been spending the last 2 days with no toilet tissue. So I'm going to have to throw it out for the next 2 days. I mean, hey, it's hard out here. It's hard out here for a pimp. Hey, I'm being real. I'm just keeping it real. You know, I'm just keeping it real. But I might have to steal some from the library. You know, go to the local store. Go in the private restroom. Steal some. Some baby wipes. I see baby wipes. I'm giving up on baby wipes. But, yeah, I've been using some newspaper, paper towels the past few days. And, man, you know, it's kind of rough. It's kind of rough on the butt. Hey, it's keeping it real. You got to keep it real sometimes. And, you know, payday, man, Friday. So, you know, we all love Friday. I'm waiting for Friday to come, you know, get this paycheck, man. And, man, it'd be a glorious day, man. I feel like Friday don't never come fast enough. You know, but that's the bad news. You know, I don't have any tissue, toilet tissue. The good news is y'all ready? Y'all ready for the good news? Y'all ready? Y'all ready for the good news? Okay. This is exclusive now. This is exclusive. This is very exclusive. You know, you heard it here first. Jet Ski Show, you heard it here first. Hold your breath. You know, I hope y'all ready. Well, the good news is Truvada. Truvada. Y'all don't know what Truvada is? Truvada. That's right, Truvada. Truvada is the cure for HIV. We have found the cure for HIV. The cure for HIV has been approved as of yesterday at 3:30 p.m. It is called Truvada. This is true. It's not only the cure for HIV, it's a prevention medication. It's prevention medication for adults who do not have HIV but at the risk for getting the disease. You don't have to have HIV to be a cure, but it's a prevention medication. So anyone who's a big on, you know, taking drugs, you know, they're kind of spook freaks or conspiracy theories or, you know, conspirators. Man, HIV has a cure and a prevention now. In fact, this medication was approved in 2004, but see, they ain't telling you. They're not going to tell us nothing. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to never. They're not going to tell us. They're not going to tell the truth, y'all. You know, they're going to hold the truth from us anyway. You know, they're going to keep the blindfold, put the wool over the sheep's eyes, you know. So it's been approved since 2004. However, they haven't released this information until Monday, July 16th, which is yesterday. And what it does is reduces the chance of contracting HIV by only up to 96%, though. That's the catch. It doesn't reduce it 99%. Which means that you can't catch it all the way or you can't contract it through sexual intercourse. What it does is prevent it 96%. 96%, I just don't trust it. I just don't trust it. That's just me now. I can't put my trust in medicine. It's, you know, it's kind of tricky. It's an iffy thing. But, you know, and then not only that, the AIDS Healthcare Foundation stated as well that the FDA's decision, Food Drug Administration, decision to approve Truvada, a mistake. They said it was a mistake. And they said a negligence. It was a negligence, you know, and was sadly result in new infections, drug resistance, and serious side effects. Let me say that again. I said the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, which was supporting that cause at first, they revoked their statement and said that it was a mistake to approve Truvada, and it was a negligence by everyone who approved it, and said it would sadly result in new infections, drug resistance, and serious side effects among many, many, many people. So, I mean, you know, if the AIDS Healthcare Foundation is saying, you know, you're not vouching it, I'm definitely not vouching it. You know, I can't. You know, that's the AIDS Healthcare. They know something I don't know. And like I said, it's only 96% prevention. So I don't know about you, but I wouldn't risk it. I wouldn't go out taking Truvada. No, sir, no, ma'am. And if the AIDS Healthcare Foundation doesn't support this, something in the milk ain't clean. You know, there's always two sides to the story. Something in the milk ain't clean, I'm telling you. I'm telling you guys, don't do it. No way, Jose. But we all know it's about money anyway when it comes to drugs and a cure anyway, prevention or anything. It's all about money. You know, they have to make money. You know, we're the consumers. You know, and they put it out there on the shelves, and we actually have to, you know, go about, you know, buying it, and you know, for people that have that actual, you know, contracted that disease, you know, it's actually going to make a lot of money either way it goes, either way you look at it, you know, whether you say, you know, you're for it or against it. So they're going to make the money, but you know, I just say, you know, if you know, for prevention methods, I wouldn't use it. You know, safe sex is always the best sex, so I would just go with safe sex. I wouldn't, you know, go with, you know, just taking a pill. They say you have to take these pills every day, you know. And like somebody said, you know, if I remember correctly, you know, 50 said, if you remember correctly, the side effect to AIDS is death, which is very true. The vaccine, I see somebody else saying the vaccine don't work. They just want niggas to start contracting the disease at a higher rate, which is true. I believe that too, you know. So I feel like, you know, who are we to say, you know, they're actually giving you HIV with Truvada, you know. So, and as we clearly know, the cure has already been out. If they're, you know, we can't say, we don't have any physical proof just yet, you know, as it came out publicly just yet. They're making advancements, but, you know, I feel like the cure has already been out. Man, you know, look at Magic Johnson. You know, I support my boy Magic, but he looks very healthy to me. You know, you look at Magic, man. Magic, you know, he's very healthy, man. Real plump. Like, plump like a turkey. You know, his neck, you know, getting fat, head getting fat, you know, so, you know, he's gaining weight. So I'm saying, you know, man, I thought HIV was supposed to, you know, make you lose weight. You know, Magic don't have it. You know, I see somebody else. Magic don't have no AIDS. I agree. I definitely see that, you know. I said the same thing, man. Magic looks like he's going to live a good 50 to 20 years, you know. So Magic just chilling, man. I think Magic has a publicity stunt, my personal opinion. I feel like the cure has already been out. You know, they just can't, you know, release it out to the public just yet, you know, because, man, there's a lot of controversy around it and a lot of conspiracy around it. So can someone say Truvada? Give it a Rasta. Let's give it up to a Truvada. Rada. But, yeah, we'll go to the next subject, AIDS. Oh, somebody said it's been out since the 80s. Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. You know, I can go very deep into, you know, the origin of AIDS. You know, they try to say that it came from a man having sex with a monkey. I don't believe that. I definitely don't believe that. AIDS is mad genocide. I see that also. You know, AIDS is mass genocide, man. You know, I really could go deeper into it, and, you know, man, I don't want to scare anybody. You know, this is my opinion. But if you go back and look up Bayer, Bayer was one of the big medicines back in the 80s. And if you go and do your research on it, Bayer had released a headache medicine, and the headache medicine was actually untested. It had not been actually ran through Drug Administration, and what they found out is that they was taking blood plasma from these different people to mix with the, you know, the headache medicine. And so the medicine, when they mixed it with the blood plasma, what they didn't have or they didn't have the knowledge of was that the blood plasma from different people was tainted. Some people might have already had contracted AIDS, but see, the thing was that they didn't know. See what I'm saying? So when they went back and did research and they found out that, you know, this blood plasma was tainted, instead of them actually getting rid of the Bayer medicine and selling it, they put it on shelves. And they had to take it off the shelves, you know. You know, they got to make their money somehow. So they shipped it overseas. And like I said, I'm not going to get too deep into that, but just look up Bayer. Look up the conspiracy behind Bayer. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, I really believe that, you know, AIDS has been around for a long, long time. You know, it could be man-made. You know, they say it's a virus, but, you know, what's a virus if it's, you know, in a laboratory? You know, like I think B.O.B. made a song about it. You know, if you definitely go back and look at that from No Genre, his mixtape No Genre, he definitely had a song I'm talking about. I can't name the song right now off top, but, you know, he had a song talking about it. You know, scientists, when you get into scientists and the laboratory, and you talk about these different, you know, viruses and medications, man, you know, you come up with anything, and it's kind of scary, but, you know, hey, man, they don't really care about society. You know, it's mad genocide, you know, and population control. So I say that, you know, I feel like AIDS has already been out. HIV has already been out. The cure most definitely has been out. You know, you can't tell me on July 16th this is the first time that they came out with a cure. Chirbada, you know. And somebody say, get the song, B.O.B. Yeah, somebody look that up for me, though. It's No Genre. It's on No Genre, and I think it's his second mixtape he just released. But, yeah, you know, B.O.B. had was talking about, you know, a lot of people came out and spoken against it. We'll see, you know, they can't come out and say anything too much publicly about it, you know, take criticism about it, or, you know, they want to shut you up. So, you know, they got to kind of be quiet about it. But and the next subject I wanted to touch was a subject we covered yesterday. You know, Nefertiti called in. And y'all catch us show Surviving the Game was Obama. I looked up Obama, man. He agreed with my argument yesterday about the Dream Team, the Olympic, USA Olympic basketball team. They're doing pretty good. They had a little struggle yesterday. But the TV definitely came and gave me an argument about that, and she agreed with me. And Obama seems to agree with us. And he says that he believes that the Dream Team in 92 would, in fact, beat the 2012 USA Olympic team. And Kobe came out publicly and said that he felt like they could beat the 92 Dream Team, but, you know, people aren't kind of feeling that, you know. I just can't rock with that, you know. I can't go against Jordan. I can't go against, you know, Magic. I can't go against Ewing and Chris Mullin and, you know, all the great Scottie Pippen. I can't rock with that. And, you know, Obama doesn't seem to agree with that either, you know. So Obama, you know, if he's rocking with it, I'm with it, you know. Even though we did come to the point yesterday that it would not be a blowout of any kind if they did play together. They did play against each other. It wouldn't be a blowout. You know, I wouldn't expect either team to win by 30 or 40, but I would expect it to be a close game. But I feel like the experience from the Dream Team and their drive and just their hunger, man, you know, the players, you know, it's hard to go against those types of players. I mean, that roster was deep, deep with talent. You know, if it was possible for them to pull a victory, I would have to say that it would have to be the Dream Team. Like, I got to rock with the Dream Team. I don't think anyone in their right mind can size these teams up and choose, you know, the 2012 team. But there's not to take away from the talent, though. You know, they have a lot of good players. But, you know, that's a good sign that Obama, a smart man, you know, smart in these choosing the Dream Team. And, by the way, Obama is a Bulls fan. So, you know, you got to go with Jordan. You know, man, hey, that's my boy. You know, I got to give it up for Jordan. That's my boy anyway. So, you know, I definitely, you know, support that, you know, him going with the Dream Team. Y'all can't say nothing bad about my boy Jordan. Y'all can't say nothing bad about me. I can hate him all you want. You know, all the Kobe fans, LeBron fans, I said yesterday, you know, you say what you want, but Jordan is a man. Yes, he is. And let me tell you who else is a man, though. Carmelo Anthony. Y'all got to give it up, Carmelo Anthony. Please give it, you know, a round of applause to Carmelo Anthony. That's my boy. That's my boy. Hey, Melo, that's my boy. You know, come out, draft, that's my boy. I got to stick by him, Syracuse. You know, I'm not a big Syracuse fan, but, you know, I support Carmelo Anthony and his career, man. He's a good, he's smooth on the court, man. Real smooth dude, smooth operator, man. And I support his drive, man. Even though Melo don't have the same talent that other guys have on his team, you know, he's getting there, and I feel like, you know, eventually he's going to get a Marine. But, you know, Carmelo came out publicly and said that he wants to see Jeremy Lin back. I know that it was a big, you know, debate whether, you know, Jeremy Lin should come back. You know, he had a $30 million contract, which he would guarantee $14.8 million in his third year, which is almost ludicrous, you know. But, hey, man, I'm not a Knicks supporter, and I'm not a fan, you know what I'm saying? But I love to see Spike Lee courtside, and I would love to see Jeremy Lin on the court also, man. I love Jeremy Lin. I like the story behind Jeremy Lin. You know, anybody making something out of nothing, man. The guy had 10 days to do what he had to do, and he got the job done. So he's still, you know, in the running for, you know, being a point guard on the Knicks team. So I definitely want to see him on the court and come back and play for the Knicks. And Tyson Chandler also vouched for Lin, saying that he would like for Lin to be on the court come the 2012 and 2013 NBA season. And Lin Sanity, man. Well, I mean, y'all got to give it up for Lin Sanity. Y'all like Lin Sanity? Give it up for Lin Sanity. Lin Sanity was one of the bright spots in the NBA short season this year, but I definitely would like to see him play 82 games to give him a chance. You know, oh, man, come on, no. Call it what you want. I'll be the Skip Bayless of this topic, but, hey, I'm going to take up for Lin because I want to see him. I'm going to give him a chance. You know, I'm not just going to throw him out. I'm not going to throw him under a bush, you know, just because of 10 games. And he had one bad performance against Miami. You know, he didn't show up against Miami. And Mario Thomas showed him up, but, you know, bad. But I want to give him an 82-game season to see if he can consistently perform on that same level because he did a good job. I mean, he put the Knicks back in playoff contention. And, you know, that was a great run. You know, it was a great story. You know, basketball kind of needed a story like that. And, I just want to see if, you know, he has the skills or the drive or the motivation to prove everyone wrong. So, you know, hey, you know, let's give him a chance, you know. And you know, it's going to be a good laugh, you know, either way it goes, if he doesn't perform on the same level, you know, for kicks and laughs. You know, if he's in the bus, everyone will go and criticize him and say, you know, Linsanity, you know, what about Linsanity now? You know, he's at home. So I definitely want to see him, you know, bounce back and, you know, whether he signs with Toronto or the Knicks. You know, I just want to see him pay back. Well, I would like to see him get a contract, man, because he definitely brought some light to the NBA league. And speaking of kicks, has anyone bought a ticket to the Dark Knight Rises? I haven't bought a ticket myself. I need to buy one myself, man. It says it's been selling out since January. The Dark Knight Rises has been selling out since January, and it looks like it's going to break the Avengers box office record by grossing $600 million. But from what I hear, I haven't seen it myself, but I feel The Avengers is a great movie. I haven't seen it. I looked at the concept, I looked at the previews, and I looked at the review of it. But I haven't gotten a chance to watch it, and I thought I definitely wanted to, you know, get that, man, as soon as I get me a paycheck, man. I got some toilet tissues too, man. You know what I'm saying? I got to buy some tissues for my butt, man. Butt been itching, you know. I mean, so I'm serious. Hey, look, on a serious tip, though. Hey, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but don't you hate when you go out in public, right? And your butt start itching, all right? You know what I'm saying? You get a little itch. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get a little itch every now and then. You know what I'm saying? You can't act like, you know, this hasn't happened to you. I don't care whether you're a kid or grown. But you hate when you start itching. You got to wait for everybody to walk by so you can get a little scratch in real quick, right? And when you get it in, I know some of you. See, I know this. See, some of them bad habits from your childhood still stick with you. You ain't got rid of those bad habits, you know, digging in your nose, eating your boogers. And as soon as you go down digging for gold, you raise your hand. But see, you don't raise it as quick, though. See what I'm saying? You don't raise your hand too quick. But as soon as you start digging for gold, you raise your hand, and then you kind of move it past your nose. And I'm like, what is that? What is that? You know what I'm saying? What is going on? So it's like, I don't know whether people get satisfaction out of snipping it. You know, what is, you know, snipping your hand, man? You may go and wipe, you know, scratch your butt again. You know, I guess people want to know what their butt smell like. That's something crazy, man. You know, I don't even know, man. You need to go wash. Like, you need to go to the near shower, you know. So, yeah, man, I guess that's part of the American dream, though. That's just downright trite for me, though. You know, you get a little itch, and then you want to go and snip your hand. Then, you know, people are so trite, and they'll take that even further. They'll go back and then start shaking folks' hands. They'll snip their hand, and then go back and start shaking folks' hands. I can't even deal with it. That's just trite. I can't deal with it. And we're about the Donna Coleon show is coming up in the next 30 minutes. And we're going to go on a quick commercial break. We'll tune back in. Y'all stay tuned.
The Don Nicoleon After Party, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PowTalk.com. All you need is a microphone, a headset. You can use your Android phone or your iPhone. You can download the app back. The internet for the Don Nicoleon After Party. You mean I can get down like that? I can download the app for PowTalk? That's right. You can join us via Georgia Gossip, Facebook. It all goes down here. Controversy in the room. Oh, my God. Can we talk about a lot of shit here? Let me tell you something. Come on down to the Don Nicoleon After Party and check us out where we sit in and have mad debate. It is the largest, the hottest chat room where controversy goes down. If there's a conversation, it goes down at the Don Nicoleon After Party. So join us via Facebook and Georgia Gossip. Come on down and do what you do while we do what we do. Sit on our couch. Check us out at PowerTalk.com. Don Nicoleon After Party. We'll be looking for you.
All Eyes on Egypt presents the Holy Tablet, backed by popular demand. Written and transcribed by Dr. Malachi Zodok Yoel, the receiver. This is the scripture that is divinely inspired that will bring about a long overdue change. Like the phoenix bird rising up out of its ashes. Up, you mighty people, come forth like Lazarus from the tomb. This tablet is food to feed the hunger and to nourish the soul, to give it strength. Rise up, stand up, be counted amongst the people of this world. Be the first to get your copy of the Holy Tablets while supplies last. At All Eyes on Egypt, Monticello, Georgia, 706-468-2319.
Hey, this your girl Nefertiti, your sports connoisseur. Join me, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Friday night on Surviving the Game, right here on WGAG Radio.
And start this game off with a handout. Oh, and then a back cut by Bradshaw of the Giants. It's a really nice cut back there. He started up the left side and then bounced it back to the right. That was a nice cut back. Oh, here it is, people. Here it is. Oh, and it was almost caught on the rebound, and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 2012 champions.
Nefertiti, Surviving the Game every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio.
I think you're a hater. I think you're a hater.
That bitch a liar.
Vagina.
Are you ready for some football?
I want you to try and tell us everything that happened. Anything you can remember. Anything you can
remember. I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt-naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Okay, we're back. We're back. We're back. This is Jet Ski Show. And Donna Coleon Show will be coming up in the next 30 minutes. Y'all stay tuned for that. And, I'm getting scared, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I'm getting scared. You know, and you ask me why. But I'm getting scared, man. We're in the end times. We are in the end times. Believe it or not, man, I'm not saying the world's going to end. Like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. However, I will say that the signs of the times are here. They're here. You know, you look at the weather, you look at the news, you look at everything that's going on. Man, the signs of the times are present, and society is getting out of hand. You talking about bath salts? People eating people's face off? Come on, man. Come on. You know, it's just getting, you know, real life zombie. This is real? Come on. Like, you talking about this is real life. You know, people are eating people's face off. And, you know, I heard of another story. A lady went and killed her son, cut his head off, opened his brain, ate a piece of his brain, cut his hands off, and cut his fingers off and put him in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? And that's my sign that, you know, I can't deal. I don't know. It's the end times. And not only that, another situation. A roommate, college roommate, goes and kills his roommate, cuts his arms off, cuts his head off, hides the body pieces. 2 months later, they're looking for him. Then they find his body pieces in the freezer. I mean, you know, it's almost like, you know, we got real life zombies. You know, it's crazy. You know, it's almost like, you know, we walking in oblivion. You know, Babylon. You know, we're already in Babylon already, man. But bath salts, take bath salts, make you eat folks? Man, I'm scared. And not I'm scared of that, but I'm scared of other things, too. I'm just scared of the physical things, man. Now, see, I've heard of, you know, art, people being very creative. You know, everyone, you know, had their own take on being creative and what's not, and what's art and what's not. But, see, I think that when you go into just taking it too far, you have to have moderation. Now, I've heard of neck tattoos. Okay, everybody knows there's nothing wrong with neck tattoos. You know, tattoos are cool, you know. Then I heard of face tattoos. I saw face tattoos become popular in the industry. Okay, we got face tattoos. And I said, okay, well, you know, I wouldn't get a face tattoo, but, you know, I can't tell the next man not to get one. You know, that's his opinion. That's his take on being creative or his expression. And I still don't agree with it 100%, but by God, man, I just saw something that y'all ain't going to believe. Y'all ain't going to believe this now, I'm telling you. You got to brace yourself for this. This is breaking news. I just saw a picture of a chick. I mean, she's a nice-looking chick, gorgeous. You know, long hair. She's about, you know, pecan caramel, tone complexion. You know, nice smile. You know, no nice-looking chick, to say the least. Beautiful, simply beautiful. But when she smiled, though, oh, man, when she smiled, I've never seen it. She had a teeth tattoo. A teeth tattoo, y'all. I'm talking about a tattoo on her teeth. Not a tooth tattoo. When I say tooth tattoo, I mean one. I mean plural. A teeth tattoo, meaning that she had it on her front two teeth. It covered the front two teeth. Y'all ain't believe it now. I mean, you can go look the picture up. I'm not lying to y'all. I'm talking about a teeth tat now on the bone. That's a bone. The teeth are a bone. You telling me that people are going tattooing their teeth? Come on, man. Come on. I don't even know what to say. They tattooing their teeth? I mean, she was a very, very beautiful girl, pretty smile. But to go as far as tattooing your teeth, I mean, I can't rock with it. You know, even the lip tattoo was far out there. You know, don't get me wrong. You know, even the lip tattoo was far out there. But, you know, I accepted it because everyone has their own opinion about what's art and what's creative, and I feel like tattoos are a way of showing art, you know, in another form, but now it's going to look like she got something on her teeth all the time. But how you explain that? Now it looks like you got something on your teeth all the time. Nobody going to be talking to you with a tattoo on your tooth. Come on now. They going to be smelling. I just can't deal. If I see somebody with a tattoo on their teeth, I'm gonna mistake it for food, and I'm just my opinion. Now I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm saying I really am. I'm gonna mistake the teeth for food. See what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say, okay, well, you know, I look at it, you know, well, I saw it yesterday, and she didn't like she had it in her mouth. But then I look, you know, you look close and you zoom in. I know I would. I was like, man, you got something on your mouth. You know, you got something on your teeth. You know, imagine having a conversation with a friend who didn't tell you they got a teeth tattoo. And, you know, they come up, hey, man, you know, what's good, man? How you been? You know, how everything going? And, you know, they respond, you know, nothing much, man, just chilling. And as soon as he or she say chilling, you keying on them teeth. See what I'm saying? You see them teeth. And see, these not just regular any teeth anymore. These not just regular teeth now. They're tattooed teeth is what I'm telling y'all. They tattooed teeth so people gonna notice. They gonna notice these teeth. And people always notice what's wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can be, you can almost be in a person's face 24/7, but they won't tell you, you know, what's going on with you. You know, you can have something on your face. Hey, when you be talking to somebody and you got something on your face or your teeth, and they don't tell you, you be talking to them for hours and hours and hours. And guess what? They ain't gonna tell you you got something on your face. That's just trifling. That's trifling. You just sitting there having a conversation. You talk about everything. I'm talking about you don't went from sports. You don't went to the presidency. You don't went to what's going on at your job. And y'all just having a good conversation, and you got something on your face, and they ain't going to tell you. I think that's just downright trifling. See, and it's not a friend. It's not a friend at all, you know. And then they let you go about your business. The crazy thing is they'll let you go about your business, and now you're talking to somebody else with stuff on your teeth. Come on, man. Come on. You got to do better. And then that person going to tell another person. They ain't gonna tell you about it. They ain't going to tell you about somebody too, but they going to go back and tell somebody else. So I think, you know, people have a hidden agenda. They want you looking crazy out here, man. They definitely want you looking crazy. And speaking of crazy, man, I feel like, man, the world is in a crazy state, I say. I wouldn't say mindset, but, you know, because everyone isn't crazy. But I say we got to do better. We definitely have to do better. You know, there's nothing wrong with expressing yourself and being creative and, you know, going out and doing, you know, what makes you happy. But, you know, for the most part, you know, let's kind of tone it down. You know, everything is good, but, you know, let's do it in moderation. You know, anything, too much of anything is bad for you. So, you know, let's do it in moderation, you know. So, Don't go on the deep end with these new ideas, and especially with technology being so big and everybody wanting to express themselves, and we caught up in this new culture, you know. So, you know, it's kind of, we got to kind of like take a step back, you know, and kind of just, you know, let everything come to us. Don't go out searching for something. Let it come to you. And, you know, that's pretty much it on that, man. And black women, you know, I definitely want to talk about black women have time. I love black women. I love black women. I got to praise our black women. Let's give it up for all our black women out there, all our beautiful black women out there. Black women. Black women, they don't get enough credit. You know, black women definitely don't get enough credit. You know, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, I feel like they don't get enough credit because we're not giving them the attention that they need. You know, women are always talking about attention. We need attention. You know, and that's something that men have to be more attentive of. We have to be more aware of a woman's needs. And I feel like women, you know, especially black women, are some of the strongest women on earth. You know, they are. As a matter of fact, I go as far as say they are the strongest women on earth. Man, there's nothing like a strong black woman. You know, nothing like it. And I'll go back as far as to say, you know, we have to be more attentive of our woman's needs, our black women especially, you know, because black women are the key to everything. Without women, I can't sit here and say that men would be everything, man, because if there was no women on earth, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be happy. I'm just being honest. I would not be happy at all. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be on earth with a bunch of guys. I could be on earth with a bunch of women, but, man, a bunch of men? Come on. You talking about we'll kill it in a little bit. You know, I just can't deal with it. So we have to take care of our women, especially our black women, and tend to their needs. You know, one thing that women always bring up is consistency. You know, I was talking to my friend the other day. She said, you know, men aren't consistent enough now. You know, I can't find a good man who's consistent. You know, and I really feel like that is true, because when you look at consistency, you say, you know, he's doing the same thing. He's constant. He's consistent in his character. He's consistent in his personality. He's not switching it up on me. And like we played the song yesterday, Kendrick Lamar gave a great story on reasons why women turn, you know, turn out, get turned out, you know, especially, you know, in that Tammy song. That was a great lyric. So I feel like we have to be more attentive to our women and make sure that we give them the love and the care and the credit that they deserve. They definitely, most definitely deserve it. I mean, black women, man, they go through a lot. Women in general, but black women per se right now, they go through a lot. And I feel like another big thing that black women, while we're on the topic, another big thing I want to talk about why black women, I feel like black women, they you know, they really need to go and think about is the hatred amongst, you know, each other. I feel like, you know, black women, they have the potential to take over the world. You look at Condoleezza Rice, she's a very, very big, important figure in history. I love Condoleezza Rice, but I feel like we need more Condoleezza Rices. And I said Rises in plural, but I feel like we need more Condoleezza Rices, you know, and that's to say that we need to definitely promote camaraderie amongst the black women. And, you know, they feel like it's, I feel like a lot of black women feel like there's a competition. You know, anytime a woman sees another woman, it is a competition, because they go through so much to keep themselves together and look the part and dress the part. And, you know, they're constantly worried about different things. And, you know, they worry about their makeup, and they worry about their hair and how they look. And so I definitely feel like black women need to support each other more, you know. And I feel like, you know, I'm not saying that black women don't support each other at all. That would be biased to say that. But I definitely feel like, you know, we definitely need to see black women support each other, you know, and stop kind of being over-competitive. There's nothing wrong with competition, but being over-competitive, you know, with each other. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, okay, well, you know, I know I look good, or I know, you know, I'm a bad B, this and third, but, hey, I definitely feel like we have to sit back and take the time to, you know, just you know, think in general, you know, that person could actually get me to where I'm trying to go. And if women, actually, black women especially, came together, they could take over the world. You know, I agree with Beyonce, you know, women do run the world at some point in time, you know. So, man, you know, we definitely have to promote black women and kill the hatred, you know. Kill it. You know, it's definitely killing our black community, especially the women. Another topic I wanted to discuss right now was a topic I discussed yesterday, was black music, and we went deeper in detail, but positive rappers. I think positive music has came back out. It took a turn at one point in time, and I feel like positive music has coming out, but it's more so underground now. When you look at artists such as Big Crit, you know, throw a couple of names out there: Big Crit, Kendrick Lamar, Andre 3000, of course, Common. I definitely feel like, you know, positive music is out there. And, you know, it was a big debate over Meek Mill, and, you know, a lot of people think that Meek Mill was in the right for saying what he said. But, you know, if you look at it, you know, we're all responsible for what we say. And I feel like, you know, if Meek Mill is smart enough to go and make a record and say, you know, this and the third about raping women, you know, I feel like he's smart enough and he can acknowledge the fact that he's responsible for the people that listen to it. And not only that, you know, it's not to say that he has to change his style. You know, I like his style. I like Meek Mill. You know, he's from Philadelphia. I like his style, and I know his grind. I know where he came from. But, man, you know, it's kind of hard to support something when he's not even acknowledging that he's in the wrong at all. You know, it's like, you know, you can't say that you're not in the wrong at all, Meek. Like, come on, man. You know, this is it's a point in time where music is very, very critical. We're at a point where we're either going to go for the good or the bad. And I feel like Meek and a lot of these other rappers, you know, they're not to say that they don't care, because, you know, they have to care at some point, because I'm pretty sure that they have relatives or loved ones or, you know, children that, you know, look up to them. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, they care about the more so the materialistic side of it rather than, you know, the what's really going on, what's really factual. You know, Meek can't go on air and say, you know, well, you know, why aren't you attacking Eminem, you know, because, you know, well, Eminem, you know, does what he does, but he's not Eminem. And Eminem has to take his account for that, you know, and it's not to say that Eminem is in the right or Meek is in the right, but I know that each rapper or each entertainer has to be accountable for their actions and their lyrics. And like Tupac said, you know, don't just bob your head to the beat. Please, you know, don't just bob your head to the beat. Listen to the lyrics. Don't just, you know, go about, you know, well, you know, I'm caught up in his style. You know, he has the money, he has the fame right now. You know, he's a hot rapper. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to what they're saying, because I was mind blown yesterday when I actually listened to the lyrics of that song. You know, man, I was a supporter of Meek, but I ain't gonna lie, I kind of lost a little bit of respect, you know, because I was like, man, I never sat down to actually take the time to look at it like that. You know, man, he is promoting rape, you know, through his lyrics. Whether he does it or not now, I don't know. But, you know, he is promoting it in a sense, and women are looking up to him. Not women. Children are looking up to him, and women are, you know, kind of, what is it, influenced by his lyrics when you say, okay, well, I'm going to take your money and go back, and I'm going to send my boys to rape you, and, you know, and oh, I'm going to have a threesome, or, you know, this and third. You know, I can't really, you know, rock with that. You know, it's just, I just can't rock with that, Meek, you know, and not to say I don't support your music. You know, you got some hot tracks, very hot tracks. But at the same time, you know, Meek, you know, you have to be accountable for what you're saying on the track, and you definitely have to be accountable for the people that you're letting do your music and you're promoting this to, man, because children are the people that, you know, older people and children are the ones that actually support these artists, you know, and, you know, when you say, okay, a child is listening to this, not to say that they're going to be influenced by and kill someone, but, man, you know, it does subconsciously, you know, play in the mind over and over and over, you know, hey, you know, this person said, you know, rape, you know, rape this, you know, I'm going to rape this, you know, girl, or I'm going to rape this chick, you know, or if I don't have the money, I'm going to take it. You know, that's not a good sign, you know, that I would promote, or it's not a good message that I would promote, me personally. But, you know, to each his own. But I say, you know, there's a lot of positive rappers. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, there are no positive rappers out there anymore. You know, there's a lot of positive rappers. But see, I think they're being attracted more to the mainstream, and it's only because of materialistic values that we glorify. Not to necessarily say that that's right or wrong, but, hey, you know, a positive rapper is only going to talk about it for so long before he say, man, I got to eat. And that's why I say I agree with Meek. You know, man, you know, like, you got to get it how you live. You know, you got to grind. You got to get your hustle. So, you know, some rappers, they go out and they'll say anything. You know, they'll say they'll kill your grandmother. You know, they'll say they'll kill your mother. But, you know, that's how I feel on that, man. I say we just got to do better supporting these artists, especially not just mainstream artists, but underground music, man. There's a lot of great artists out there. XV is a great rapper. I mean, if you ever check this music out, XV is a great rapper. He promotes a lot of positive music. Me personally, I like to rap positive. You know, I'm not, you know, tooting my own horn, but you know, I like to promote a positive message because you never know who's listening. I love when kids come to me and say, hey, I like your song, but it was actually a clean song. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with clean music and clean fun. And, you know, we have to definitely support our positive artists and go and look them up. You know, they're not in the mainstream. That's a big misconception. We think that, you know, they're not out there or they don't get the same backing by the machine, but they are out there. You know, that is true. You know, they are out there and they do want support from fans, you know, but they just don't have the same resources to get heard as another rapper that's being glorified in the media on BET. Or on MTV or VH1. And I'm definitely want to say, you know, as far as B.O.B., definitely, man, B.O.B. is a positive rapper. I support his music. And here's a track by B.O.B. I think it was Dr. Aiden, if I'm not mistaken. Dr. Aiden was the track when I was talking about earlier with the HIV. And I think, it's about Aiden. Here it is right here.
The truth is, I'm a member of the press, the American public, and the people of the world.
There is no money coming from the Nazis, government.
We're teaching them.
Well, this is a mysterious case of Dr. A.
Okay.
Looking after her patients was her only obligation, but that was back before the situation. Before she got a visit from an agent, he introduced himself as an employee of the nation. He asked would she be willing to offer cooperation. You fit the job description and all the qualifications. If interested, I need your signature on the tape. She signed the dotted line without the slightest hesitation. She then received a letter stating the rules and regulations and the military bases where she must be relocated. She is not to discuss any business that's work-related.
Lawyers signed documents and showed to the government.
They knew immediately something was wrong.
The U.S. government allowed it to happen. The FDA allowed it to happen.
350 additional military intelligence.
So they made a huge problem.
In Central America, on a classified location, before border control, before illegal immigration, inside a lab where chemicals are manipulated, is where we see Dr. Aiden. She's very concentrated, but her concentration's broken when she hears a conversation down the hall. Small talk about destabilization, and out of curiosity, she wonders from her station. Inside an unlocked office, she does some investigation. She breaks into a file with top secret information, probably some of the most disturbing documentation she ever saw in her life. The article simply stated her study being conducted on human civilization.
Why would the office of the Naval Research be interested in a UFO book that contains the story of the disappearing Navy ship?
And then they dumped it in market for the Navy.
World population. I know we're not alone in the universe.
Yeah. Deep down inside, she wished it was all her imagination. She couldn't doubt it, because there it clearly stated. She works in a facility where viruses are created. And not only that, remember when she had her patients? She wrote out prescriptions for what she thought was medication. Her office was really just a part of the operation. She wipes her eyes and say, water full of frustration. How a victim of government experimentation. Where's the justification? Where's the justification?
Yeah.
Where's the judge when you need him? He's probably on a vacation.
Uh-huh.
Probably inside of the same country that these events take place in. But as the puzzle pieces fall into proper arrangement, then we begin to see the intentions of these creations. The patterns of epidemics like HIV in the 80s, biological chemicals designed to be contagious. Nothing in the business of controlling a population.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
And I will testify before the Congress under oath about everything I have said and more.
That we are not alone.
Half of this company positively, absolutely knew that they had a medication that was infected with the AIDS virus. They took the product off the market in the U.S. and then they dumped it in France, Europe, Asia, and Latin America. The medicine's called... It was an injection medicine that was used for hemophilia, mostly children. Children had been born with an infection.
Hold on, Mike. So you're telling me that Bayer knew that this drug was infected with the AIDS virus, and they yanked it from the market in America, and then they dumped it in markets overseas?
They had to figure out a way, Joe, to make a profit on a product that they could not sell in America.
This is just grabbing indigenous people off the street and throwing them in front of their radar beam. Let's see what happens.
It's sort of like a dream state.
What should Americans do?
Okay, this is Don Nicolio Show coming up next. And I said, this is my time. This is Jet C Show. I appreciate y'all listening in. The Don Nicolio Show is up next. Tune in.
Don Nicolion is the first ever on Blog Talk Radio to podcast underground artists like you. Her motto is, the world has to know who you are. She can bring that which is underground to the surface, to the world. You might as well call her the world promoter. She not only sing your record on her show, she can have your song played on frequent rotation in over 500,000 syndicated, unsyndicated radio podcast broadcast stations throughout the world. They don't call her done for nothing. To have your record played on constant rotation, email radio.promotemysong@gmail.com.
Advertise with WGAG Radio. We're here for your advertising needs. Email wgag.advertise@gmail.com. The best way to advertise. WGAG Radio. Follow Dr. Foley on Facebook and Twitter. Or join our social network on the Real Wide Web. Go to gossip.com.
Mr. Donna Colleone Show, no worries. You can download or listen to past episodes of Donna Colleone Archive on blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio.
Can we all agree to that? Let me get a mic check up in this motherfucker. Y'all already know what time it is. Turn your motherfucking radio up. It's the one and only Don Nicolio.
So all my bad bitches, I can see your halo. Lion to Judah, now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. See, that's the eye of the tiger. The lion to Judah, now it's me and my time. It's just me and my prime. Everything I tried to teach them, they gon' see it in time. Tell them bitches get a stick, I'm done leading the blind. So all my bad bitches, I could see your halo. All the girls will come in, as long as they understand that I'm fighting for the girls that never.
Yeah, I've been doing this shit since I was 18. Can't none of y'all hoes touch this shit. Y'all bitches been hollering 4 years on BTR. Check my resume, bitch. Y'all hoes elementary to this shit. Universal knowledge done mastered this motherfucker. Come up to my level.
Stank, materialistic ass. Common desire, stank, ugly ass. Vibrate low on a different level ass, bitch. We can't touch this shit, bitch. The best bitch doing it. That's right. The best bitch doing it for the Kathy News. Put your hands together for the woman of the hour, Don Nicolio.
Know what time it is, baby. It's the Don Nicolio Show. We podcast this thing weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on WGAG Radio. Please believe it, baby. I'm in the building. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all give it up for my nigga Jet Key. Ski in the building, baby. You already know how we do this thing, baby. This is the Don Nicolio Show. Break yourself loose. Holla at me, Wing Chong. What's good with you, bro? Nicole is in that. What'd you say, poetry? Nicolio is in you, is in that. Thank you, Jesus. Girl, yes, honey, all day long, honey. I don't give a damn. You know, I don't give a damn, honey. I'm a chameleon, whatever the fuck that means. Motherfucker, I blend in like Ken. I don't give a fuck, shit. Hey, I'm like this, poetry, at the end of the day. If that motherfucker is real, he can never say I denied his ass. So it don't matter, because, hey, you know what I'm saying? I believe in the three little bears, too, motherfucker. And they is real. Anyway, man, this is the Don Nicolio Show, man. One time for everybody in the VIP chat room. From the bottom to the top, goddammit. We ain't y'all, I'll let you go. My girl Vita, Queen Vita in the building, represent. Tennessee. Jay Illa, all the way from that Texas, baby. Thunderbird, what's happening with y'all? You feeling today? I'm surprised to see you up and at 'em. Shit, we was up all night in the after party. Jet Ski. The Jet Ski Show, y'all can listen in early, 12 o'clock, when the show starts, to 1. Please believe it. The one and only Sunshine, the Alchemist, Satuk. Tim's in the building, baby. What's that? He's so Egyptian-fied out, ain't it? Don't you love it when the Egyptian names come in the building? Just make us feel so versatile as niggas. One time for Sunshine, the Alchemist. Say that shit one more time. Relentless. Renegade is in the building, baby. What's happening with you, baby? Y'all already know, man, the one and only Poetry 999 in the motherfucking house, baby. What's good with your poetry? Poetry came on Neff Show like 2 Fridays ago. When y'all listened to Neff Show 2 Fridays ago, when the bitch was like she fucking a married man and shit, and she happened, she prayed for him. Poetry called in and was like, yo, Anusa, man. I mean, what's going on, man? Don't you know it's against the law to take stolen, to take other people's property? That shit was funny as hell, right? She was like, yo, Anusa. That shit was funny as hell when Poetry called in. Like, don't you know you're not supposed to take something that's not yours, Anusa? That shit was funny as hell, but the little devil bitch was like, and it works for me. Oh my God, damn, stop it. You putting it out there like that? Anyway, man, one time for Oshu, love, gold in the building, baby. What's happening with you? Nefertiti surviving the game, baby. Please believe him on Friday nights. Y'all better tune in to that. Gotta give a special shout out to Miss Adia, her partner in crime in California and shit. What's happening with you, Miss Adia? I need some folks from Georgia, though, to represent, like, super hard, man. One time for Life 9 is in the building. King Jix, Ja L. Bay, I beat it, I am, baby. I bet I am in this motherfucker. One time for all the guests also tuning in. Desmond Johnson, Dance the God is in the building. Y'all know that's Dez, right? Dez got like a 12-pack. Have you ever seen Dez? You seen Dez, Neff? That nigga got a 12-pack, my nigga. Like, for real. I ain't front. Dez got a 12-pack. Y'all seen that nigga? And that nigga be sitting up straight and shit. Nigga got a straight posture and shit. Nigga back straight like a motherfucking ruler. I was like, damn. Nigga, your mama must have been perfect, motherfucker. You gotta look at some of these niggas and be like, damn, nigga, your mama had to been perfect. Like, for real. Stop. Oh, you stay on the bar? You talking about the bar that you hang between the door of your room and shit like that? You be doing them little chin-ups and shit? God damn, did y'all see Single Ladies? When that black dude slammed through that bitch on that bed, man, to get ready to drill her? Oh, my God. That nigga picked her ass up and threw her on the goddamn bed. Oh, goddamn dead. Okay, sorry. Oops, my bad. No reality shows on this bitch, right? It'll show how black we are, right? All right, moving right along, man. I got to give a special shout-out to Calvin Williams. Big save, Ari Bell, Bell in the building. My nigga Abraham Decor is in the house, man, and also 50 and retired, man. What's happening with you, babe? You know what I'm saying? I know y'all don't be listening, y'all don't be watching all that shit. You know what I'm saying? What's her name? Queen Latifah's Single Ladies. I watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a great soap opera. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. I watch that. Yeah, I watch a lot of black women goddamn on TV. You know what I'm saying? And black men. Shit, I prefer to watch that than anything else, okay, motherfucker? Anyway, man, I got to give a special shout-out to the after party, man. My nigga, Brooklyn, in the building. Sakim Ra, I'll let you girl, baby. My nigga Sakim, my nigga self-guided. Jason J. 2000, Woman is Life. How you doing today, Woman is Life? Woman's life, nigga, I only come around this motherfucker when you on now, man. This shit be lame and fuck when you ain't in this bitch. What's good with your woman is life? Zenuff is in the building. Jay Illa. Who else? Wing Chong, Queen Vita. Get real. Oh, get real feeling this motherfucker. Get real, you in here? Get real, are you in here? Because I know you be busy and shit. You just leave your purse at the bar and have us still thinking you in the motherfucking shit. Oh, shit, Get Real is in the motherfucking house. What's happening with you? Y'all know I got to give a special shout-out to Nefertiti Daddy, Tony, man. Tony cool than a motherfucker now. You know I like when people daddies and mamas be cool as fuck. Now, your mama lame as hell. I got to put that on record. Your mama lame, man. She's trying to pretend that her shit's don't stink, but your daddy cool than a motherfucker. I gotta put that on record, okay? Shit. I don't give a damn. Neff know it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Neff, you know it's the truth, right? Neff know it's the truth. Y'all remember when Neff mama called in? Even Brenda, oh, your mom likes me? Sunshine finally let her mom. Sunshine kept her mom for me. Like, bitch, I'm not finna let my mom fucking know you, ho. You are not finna give me a bad motherfucking name, honey. Man, I was like, come on, son, man. Put your mama on, man. Let me talk to your mama, man. Let's talk to your mama, man. Let me talk to your mama, son. Son did this shit, man. Come on now. For a whole goddamn 2 years, Sunshine would hide her mama from me until goddamn, what, last week, 2 weeks ago? Oh, my God. And Brenda fell in love with Don and Corleone. Everybody loves me, even my haters. You know, like, you were shocked, son. And then Queen got on the mic, and that just put the icing on the top. Queen, our farmer got on the mic, so you know what I'm saying, she was able to speak that language with Miss Brenda. Yeah, baby, that's all I wanted to conquer, Miss Brenda. I just wanted to get Miss Brenda, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I gotta go after Miss Brenda, man. Sunshine really think her mama is not cool no more. So I finally got her. I love Miss Brenda. She cool and fun. She just laughed the whole time. Our mamas need to laugh. Ain't that right, Calvin? Our mamas need to laugh. And big ups to Jay Iller's mom, man. I fell in love with her, man. Like, I'm so in love with Jay Iller's mom. No homo. She cool as fuck, man. And she overstood. You know what I'm saying? She overstood me. You know what I'm saying? That means a lot when women of old, you know what I'm saying, of, you know, older stature, you know what I'm saying, can overstand me because I'm still part of, like, the disagreeable youth mentality. And it meant a lot that your mom overstood how I felt. You know what I'm saying? I ain't asking nobody to co-sign on my parenting skills, but it just meant a lot. I swear, Jay, it'll tell her that it really meant a lot because me and my mom still go head-to-head from time to time on my situation with my son, but at least, you know, somebody overstands it because she was a child that went through it and saw her mom go through it, and that means a lot, you know what I'm saying? For your mom to overstand me, because I was about to be like, oh my God, I hope she don't put me in check. You know, that's one thing about younger generation. I don't give a damn. If somebody's older than you, you really hate for them to put your ass in check. You know what I'm saying? Or to just give you something that you really is not expecting to hear. You know, so that's that kind of, you put your defense up. You know what I'm saying? No matter how old you are, if they're older than you, it takes a while for you to drop your defense so you can be able to overstand the pearls and the wisdom. Oh, yeah, everybody goes through that. Everybody goes through that shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to hear shit another person growner than you have to say unless you like them. You have to like them first. Like, if you don't like the motherfucker that's older than you, you ain't finna hear shit. That's that shit right there. That's that bullshit that clouds the, you know, the ears. It stopped up the ears, man. You won't be able to hear shit they got to say because you don't like them, and it could be the truth. Normally, it is the truth. You just don't like them. You don't want to hear the truth from certain people. You know what I'm saying? I'm still realizing that shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to hear the truth from certain people. You hear from somebody else. But, yeah, I just want to tell you, man, tell your mom. I mean, I just fucking love her, man. I'm going to buy a Mother's Day gift or something next year. Like, that really helped me out because I really needed someone that didn't know me but overstood how, you know, I tried to explain it the best way I could, you know what I'm saying, to somebody I didn't know. That's why it's better to talk to somebody you don't know. And I don't mean a psychiatrist or a psychologist or whoever the fuck, you know, them little dumb fucks. Don't sit with them. They get paid to just nod their head. You want to talk to somebody who don't get paid to nod their head. Don't be fucking with them. Just find a random motherfucker off the street and just be like, can I take 5 minutes of your time real quick? Can I just tell you, I just want your thoughts on this situation. I'm telling you, it's cheap and shit. You ain't got to go nowhere. It's better that way. Your cousin, you told to come in here. What's your cousin say, 50? Fuck the Don Nicoleon show. Like, 50, how can you hang around these lowlies? Is that what they said? Nah, your cousin probably said, 50, when did you start hanging around niggers? That's what they fucking said to your ass. 50, when did you start hanging around niggers? Damn, cuz. Damn, man, I've known you all my life. You hung around a bunch of crackers. Since when? What, you trying to get your black back? Yeah. If you know you're trying to get his black back. If you're trying to get your black back, ain't you? That's why you're hanging around us right now, right? If 50, you think 50 and retired would still hang around us if this was like 20 years ago? You think 50 would give us the time of day? Hell no. 50 spent his whole time trying to make it in the white man's world. Once he finally made it, then he stepped across on our side again. It's like, well, I finally make it. I can go on back on the nigga side and just tell them how much I succeeded and be amongst them. That's 50. How much I succeeded. Don't need the white man anymore. So I can come over there and brag about how successful me and my family is now. Go ahead, 50. I'm going to do the same shit. Don't worry about it, 50. I'm going to do the same goddamn shit, real talk. Real talk, man. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it in the white man's world, but I got to leave you niggas for a minute. That's what happens. You got to leave niggas alone in order to make it. Did y'all know that? And then when they make it, when you make it, they let all your nigga friends come back. You know what I'm saying? It's like they send them all a letter or something, don't they? And they come out of the woodworks. And they niggas you knew in kindergarten and all that type of shit. As soon as you start getting on top, you know what I'm saying? Like, they send all your friends, like, okay, find her yearbook. All right, and next thing you know, they, and then they plant them at the right place. You be going shopping, next thing you know, they on aisle 7. You'd be like, oh, my God, I met my friend from kindergarten. You know, they just implant them motherfuckers back in your life. I'm telling you, something up with that shit. When did you make it? That's why I be wondering, like, how the fuck some of these rich niggas end up busted and fucked up by their friends? Because they supplant them motherfuckers in their life. Supplant their ass. They be at a stoplight and shit. Nigga driving his Bentley, he see his homeboy in a fucking Toyota that he went to high school with. Be like, oh, shit, what up, right? Yes, I'm telling you, they supplant them motherfuckers. Keep an eye on that shit. Keep an eye. If you don't want no, you don't want no dealings with black people, you got to watch out. Because once you start making a lot of money, boy, your old friends start popping up. Motherfuckers you was in daycare with, in the infant section, in the cribs in daycare. The babies you used to sit with inside your walker, and they walker in daycare pop the fuck up 20 years later. Real talk. I was telling my children that shit. Watch out for that shit. If y'all gonna make it in Mr. White Man's world, he gonna start supplanting black devils in your life. He gonna start supplanting, ask Mike Vick, goddamn. He gonna start supplanting. Mike Vick, they had no fucking friends for a minute. All of a sudden, they all came back. His homies, his dead cousins, his dead homies. All the motherfuckers came back straight from the goddamn grave on his ass, alive. Ask them. They supplant black devils. I'm telling you, you got to watch that shit. Anyway, man, you know what? I got something to, I don't know. I'm probably needing enough help on this shit. I've been ignoring it, you know, this particular headline. I don't know if Neff is around. Neff, you here? But I've been ignoring this headline for a while, Neff. I swear for God. About them, because I kept wondering, what the fuck is all these women posters about? You know what I'm saying? Why am I seeing all these protesting and motherfuckers holding up women signs all over this goddamn place, right? I'm seeing this shit all on the internet. But I said to myself, self, bitch, stay out of it. Stay out of it, huh? Stay out of it. Don't get involved. Then it dawned on me several months back, are they still fighting on women should not be allowed to vote, Neff? Is that still going on? Does anybody know? You know what I'm saying? Because Alicia Keys shows up to one of them women functions. You know what I'm talking about? She shows up to one of those women functions, the Women Vote Summit. There it is, the 2012 Women Vote Summit. And I was striving to really figure out, like, are they really serious about this shit? Trying to take the women not being able to vote, trying to take they. I don't think women should vote. Hell, I don't think anybody should vote. But, you know, so, Neff, you don't know shit about that? Girl, I would think you would know. I thought you would know about the whole, abortion should be legal? What did you say, illegal? I think abortion should just be. You know what I'm saying? Bitches gonna try to find another way to kill their baby, so you might as well do it right. You know how many women died from the infections of trying to perform their own abortions or their back alley abortions, poetry? Do you understand that people, I don't think people get it. I don't think people understand that. That if they banned abortions in the United States of America, bitches are still going to be trying to find a way to kill their children. Do you understand that? And thus put their own life or body in jeopardy. You know what I'm saying? By trying to kill it. Do you understand? Do you understand that shit? So there were women that died from back alley abortions before they legalized it. So that's what I'm saying. It's here now. Ain't nothing they could do about it. And if they're going to go back to where they make it illegal, honey, you're going to have a whole bunch of fucked up inside ass women, and some are going to bleed to death because of it. Do you understand? There were women that was dying damn near every fucking day. Go back to the 1930s and 20s. I did research on all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And in some cases, if there were cases where women got pregnant by married men, the married men would force them to go to a back alley abortion or to get somebody to perform it on them. Do you understand? So I'm saying to those that are listening, not that I am for abortions, but because this shit is fucking here and because I saw how so many women died from, you know, not medical procedure abortions, but back alley shit, that's not worth it. For them to take that away, watch what happens. If these bastards take away abortions, it's going to end up on the blood of their own fucking hands. That many women are going to die from that shit. You know what I'm saying? And the babies are still going to fucking die. So ain't nothing they can do but at least keep the clinics open for these hoes. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. So it's, it's just, this, mind you, first of all, the first motherfucker that was aborting motherfuckers with they sick ass was Mr. White Man. Okay? And that motherfucker, like I told you niggas, that motherfucker would take a baseball bat and beat the mothers, beat the babies out their stomachs. Okay, motherfucker? Where they came up with baseball, that's where the sport came from. That's why they call it an all-American sport. That's where they got it from. Sorry, had to tell you that shit. You know, that's what the motherfuckers would do. Especially if it was theirs, the white, mass, nasty bastards was raping black women. And if it was theirs, then he would kill them. He would beat them with the bat, beat that shit out of them. I know a girl, modern day times, got beat with a bat because the nigga didn't want her to have his baby. Do you understand what would happen? At least the woman would certainly have more of a choice. You know what I'm saying? Beat the baby out of her stomach. This is goddamn like shit 10 years ago. And I'm sure there's more cases to that. So, damn, it's just fucking treacherous. You know what I'm saying? This is terrible. I don't like when niggas make laws for women anyway. That bothers me. There's no law for men. Y'all know that shit? Have y'all noticed that? Them niggas think all day and all night how to make our fucking life miserable. Them bastards, they don't ever think about, you know, like, when they pass laws to make, they only pass laws to make their lives better, and they pass laws to make women's lives worse. They pass laws like prostitution. They pass laws like strip clubs is legal. They pass laws like cat houses is legal. You know, all that shit, sex stores and shit like that, anything for them motherfuckers. Lord Jesus, but when it comes to, oh my God, when it comes to women, that's nah, bitch, you're going to get some abortions, you're going to get some contraceptives, bitch, you are not going to have the right to do this, bitch, you got, it's too much. And then they lie to the doctor. You know the men that wrote those medical books on pregnancy? Those were men that wrote that book. So all the doctors, Jania, since you are with child right now, all the doctors are told to tell you that, bitch, you can't fuck until 6 weeks after you have a child. That ain't nothing but the man influence. Tell them they wrote the book and said, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Tell all women after they have a baby, they pussy will be ready in 6 fucking weeks. You know that's a goddamn lie, right? Come on. That's for men. That ain't got nothing to do with you and your pussy. You know what I'm saying? That's for men, because it's based on sex. When is it okay for me and my husband to start back fucking? Oh, 6 weeks, goddammit. That was for them. That was for them. Knowing damn well if it takes 9 months for you to have a baby, it's going to take about 9 months for that pussy to heal. Come on now. Hello. Anyway, but we believe these niggas. Anyway, man, I'm going to Nefertiti, man. So Nefertiti, where you at? So she could tell me about this voting stuff. Sunshine, do you got an article on how they trying to stop women from voting? Now, we going back in the past, y'all. We already dealing with discrimination. Ain't no Martin Luther King. Now, we need a Martin Luther King to come up, to pop up out the trenches. Don't it feel like we back in the 60s, motherfucker? In the 50s, I be. Don't it seem like that shit, all this crazy shit popping up? Now they, now women ain't going to be able to vote. Women are protesting. Goddamn it, niggas are being discriminated. Niggas are being killed and shot down by officers, police officers. New designer drug is back like crack came out. Feels like the same shit, right? AIDS is back. I heard Jet Ski talk about how they found the new drug that's going to help cure AIDS. Now AIDS is back. Like, everything feels like it's traveling backwards, but yet it's moving forward. Abortion is back. How many times are these bastards going to talk on the same, talk about the same issues in politics? God damn. Come on in, Nefertiti, baby. Let me get a mic check from you. Nef, get a mic check.
Mic check, baby.
What's going on? You got it, honey. Tell, have you heard about that? See, I've been ignoring it for like several months because I said, you know, I ain't finna get into that.
Several months, like, so it's just like a campaign push, like they trying to see, this would, if anything, I haven't read about it, but if it comes to women's votes, voting rights,
yeah,
in America,
some congressman or some senate, when I first saw the story, this was a long while ago, he made a statement. I think it was a black man. Was it a black man? Do anybody remember? It was a black man, but he was in government. Senate, somebody, Republican, okay, whoever the fuck. But he said that women should not be allowed to vote. And from that point on, I ignored the article.
Right.
I said, I'm not even getting in that. I don't give a fuck about that.
Right.
And later on, I'm just started seeing picket signs, like, you know what I'm saying, with Caucasian people holding them that have statements made for women on the poster signs.
Mm.
And I've been seeing a lot of that, you know what I'm saying, in articles and also on my Facebook. Wow. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so that's what let me
saying.
Know that, wait a minute, are they for real?
Well, Don, you know, they're trying to, a lot of these, I hate to say it, but it's a lot of these conservative politicians. You know, the Voting Rights Act gets voted on every couple of years. Did you know that? The 1965
right.
Voting Rights Act has to be reconstituted, whatever, you know, have to
right.
be voted on. And so right now, they really want to repeal that shit. They don't want to vote, you know what I'm saying?
They don't want what? What are they trying to repeal?
They don't want to pass it. A lot of them don't want to
pass
it.
They don't
want to
pass
voters
what?
Right, the Voting Rights, Voting Rights Act. Is what I'm trying to say. Right, because I didn't know that. I didn't even know until college that shit.
Oh, yeah, because you know what? Why they had to add in the voters' rights,
mm-hmm.
like I've said before, and I know a lot of us know about it,
mm-hmm.
When you're doing corporations, it shows that the United States is a corporation, and anybody that's not a part of the corporation doesn't have a say in it. So they open it up for everybody because y'all believe that this is a country and that this is a government. And so they open it up for the outside, which would be everybody, you know what I'm saying,
okay.
to vote. But normally it's the shareholders or those people that have an interest in the country, which would not be you.
Right.
It would not be me. Those real motherfuckers that have an interest, like your Congress, your Senate,
mm-hmm.
your legislature, your judges, your everybody that's in the White House on down to the Pentagon
right.
and all that other type of stuff.
Right. All the branches
of
government.
Those are those people that have an interest in the government that could vote, that can vote. So, yeah, it makes sense that every so often they would have to
renew it
to
right.
see whether or not they still going to allow everybody to vote, with the exception of felonies and immigrants and all them motherfuckers.
Right.
Because, it's those people that have an interest in the corporation. We know that United States is a corporation, and it's not a country, it's just a corporation.
Right.
So, yeah, and it's those that were allowed to actually sit at the round table, like your Federal Reserve group of people,
mm-hmm.
your... Give me more.
What else we got? It's all branches of government.
Yeah.
All of them.
All the so-called, every branch that's on that tree, those
right.
are the ones that have an interest in the company.
Right.
Or
all
in the corporation of United
everything.
States of America. Those are the ones that really go to the floor so their voice can be heard.
Right.
You don't. You're not allowed to come to the floor so your voice can be heard because you're not counted as a member.
Right, that shit is not an open forum, you know?
So they only open it up for everybody outside to participate in just going somewhere to a goddamn school and checking the box.
Exactly. So when
to make
comes,
y'all feel like y'all are a part of it, but you're not.
Exactly.
You're not a part of it. You don't have a say in somebody else's business. They just make it look like it because they still have to give them the facade that, you know, y'all, this is a country and I'm the president.
Right, your vote counts. Your vote counts, all that.
Yeah, yeah, that's all it does. Right. It just counts. They just 1, 2, 3, 4. That's
right.
It just count. That's it. They just count that shit.
You know, and the proof is in the pudding.
And they probably don't even count it. They probably just say, okay, they voted. Let's just lie.
Absolutely. You know that's the case now because
yeah.
they don't even manually count. At the damn recorder's office or wherever they, you know, post to do the tally, they don't even do that no more. So if you know they're taking away stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, when you literally have workers who sit there and count the votes, you know, now they pass it on to the machine that can do and say anything, you know, that's what it is. And if they really thought they cared, how is it that they find voting slips in damn water down in Florida, you know what I'm saying? They were like,
yeah.
we found a fucking U-Haul bus full of votes. Come on, man. Shit is
yeah.
not
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so you know. So, okay, back on this little women's issue.
Okay.
So you ain't seen it yet.
No, I haven't seen it, but is it just sounds like, just from what you described, it's just to pander to the women's vote for Obama. That's what it sounds like to me. To
but
get
you think
that,
women are voting for Obama more so than men?
Oh, yeah, because he won the women's vote, so to speak. His first time around, he had the independent and, you know, the independent women's vote.
All women like black men. There ain't a goddamn bitch on the planet that don't like black men.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's,
I mean,
that's what it sound like.
Yeah. And they like a black man with charisma, and
mm-hmm.
they love black men that they can't have.
I was about to say, a lot of people like married men.
Yeah, they love a black man they can't have. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? That they look, you know, that they can fantasize over. That's the shit for all women. So that makes sense that he would you know, hell, even my grandmother was goddamn masturbating to Obama.
Right.
I was like, Madea, what you doing? Watching Obama on TV.
With the sexy voice.
I said, Madea, sound like you doing something more than watching Obama. She's like, girl, stop. Yeah.
Right.
I'm telling you, yeah, they like that man. Did y'all see that the articles now of Obama and Michelle at the little game, the little British and the U.S. game?
Mm-hmm.
Is it British? No, it was Brazil.
Brazil. Mm-hmm.
Remember when he kissed her, when he kissed Michelle,
uh-huh.
when he hugged her? Don't you know the headlines are basically saying that Michelle didn't want to kiss the motherfucker and she was forced? Now they saying that. You see how yellow journalism is?
Right. I bet you, Don, bet you $5 they had a body language expert in the fucking report.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that shit going to be all on CNN and Sean Hannity. So play that video back. Play it back where the sky cam, the cam is on Obama and Michelle for them to kiss. Play that back. Freeze it. Stop right there. You see? Okay, go ahead. Body language analyst from
right.
the Stanford Institution of Fuckery.
Right. They're gonna be like,
go ahead and introduce that. What do you see? Well,
you
it
see
clearly
your shoulders?
Shows that, man, first of all, when I saw it, and, you know, when I saw the kiss and the hug and all that other stuff, right, mm-hmm. basically, Michelle is just shy. You know what I'm saying? So I saw her, like, really become so fucking pure that she didn't want to do that shit in public like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, off the rip, like, you know, because, mind you, when we at a basketball game, they do it at every NBA game. They throw the cam on you, and you got to
mm-hmm.
kiss the motherfucker, especially if you came with your nigga.
Right.
And, yeah, and, you know, and but this time I really wanted to do it. I was like, oh, I hope they put the cam on me so me and Doc can just lock jaws on these motherfuckers. Right? But
right.
Tierra was next to me. She hated it. She hated on me. So when they put the cam on me and Doc, Tierra threw that big-ass Hawks billboard sign over us. And she was like, I ain't finna see that shit. That's my mama. You know what I'm saying? But it felt like Michelle was more bashful or shy to do that rather than resisting her husband.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the headlines are basically reading that she didn't want to kiss him. Right. They got a problem with these yellow journalist bastards.
They the spin masters, Don. That's what they do. They are the spin masters. Make something that's not.
Yeah, I mean, they got pictures where she's leaning away.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
Hmm?
From them. You know, making it out that, you know, they're leaning, she's leaning from them. Another one is closed body language, one or both arms over the other.
See?
Closed body language.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But look at the smiles on their face. I hate these bastards, and I hate niggas, black media. I hate black media, too, because they follow everything white media does. I bet you it's on a whole bunch of white media.
Oh, I'm
sure. Starting to really operate like the devil.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I tell you where you will be able to find it is every conservative outlet, media outlet, you'll be able to find it. I tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's on every black media. I don't go into white people news because I already know black people ain't going to do shit but take it what white people say and post it on their shit.
Right.
I don't read Cracker News, CNN, government news, you know. TMZ, I wait till niggas grab it from them and then post it on their site. You know what I'm saying? I just wait till they get it. You know, that's how I work. You know, like, you know how it works, right?
Right, I do.
But all right, so back to my, so they trying to talk about my little girl, Michelle, didn't want to motherfucking kiss that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Which doesn't show that. You could tell she was just shy about that. That's what it looked like. She was just shy about that.
Right.
You talking about you love them. Who love them? You ain't talking about me, is you, baby? I love who? Who Don love? I love my pedicurist, motherfucker. I love my pedicurist and my hairstylist, motherfucker. That's about it, nigga. That's all I love on the planet, motherfucker. Shit, you a good pedicurist and a hairstylist. You got my love. You got my love, honey. I'll break the bank for you. Fuck what you heard. All right, so now tell me about can you somebody give me the info, the 411, Sunshine,
on
the voting?
For an article or something.
Big Say said, shout out to my Korean, to my little Korean lady.
Right.
Yeah, man, I'll wash you down, motherfucker. That's
feet.
Not the one I wanted. I don't want the one with Alicia Keys. I want the one, well, I guess so, it's the same thing, right? But I wanted a real article, because the bitch showed up doesn't mean nothing. But, in Philly, to show support for Barack Obama's what Alicia Keys says. Yeah, I mean, I would personally support Barack Obama if I was under the spell of men. I would do it. I don't support him. I just like him because I'm still a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I just don't like the government. I don't like nobody in it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like it. I don't like how they, you know. Oh, I just can't stand the fucking government. There's nothing I like about them. Nothing. It's nothing. I can't give you one thing I like about the government, the United States of America's government. Nothing. Nothing. When I say nothing, I say nothing. There is nothing I like about the Congress, the Senate, the legislation, the legislators, the president on down to his fucking cabinets in his kitchen. I don't like none of them. I don't like the military. I don't like none of the government. I don't even like the post office, goddammit. there is
that
nothing.
Post office shit.
Huh?
I said it's some rude individuals at the damn post office shit.
Yeah, I don't like. Why you say anarchy, jet ski? Your mic open. Why you say anarchy?
Anarchy, man. Rebel. I'm a rebel.
Who, you?
I'm a rebel. I agree. I don't support the American government either.
I don't say I don't support them. I don't like them.
By saying support, I say like also. I don't like the American government.
They're a bunch of liars.
Okay, why you don't like it?
I don't like it because I think it's a lot of, it's built on a lot of lies, and the foundation of it is, it's definitely corrupted. It's, you can see through the loopholes in it, and I just, you know, like you say, I just don't like it. It's not realistic to me. It's not the real American dream that they portray in the media and, to the citizens.
So what is the real American dream?
I feel like there is no American dream.
So if there is no American dream, then There's no way they can.
If there is an American dream, you have to be sleep to believe it.
Oh, okay. You got to be sleep to believe it.
You got to be sleep to believe. You got to open your eyes. You got to wake up.
What are they saying the American dream is?
If there is one, or what they portray is that we have the freedom of rights, which I feel like we really don't have any rights. And as far as just the allowance of what we can do as citizens, we don't have too much say so in what goes on. We're kind of controlled. We're in a kind of manipulative society. They manipulate the citizens, tell us what we want to hear, and we just have to go along with that. We just have to kind of like,
Right. Don't the government remind you of the parents that don't tell you everything, keep everything from you?
Exactly.
That's what they remind
me.
That's why I don't like them motherfuckers. That's why I don't like parents like that.
Hey,
that's what they remind me of. Like, they're keeping so much, and you have to find out from somebody else.
Go to somebody else's house.
Yeah, you got to find out and shit. Like, what the fuck? When they going to plan on telling me?
Hey, one of their key phrases is on a need-to-know basis. And if you don't need to know, they ain't telling you.
No, you can't even walk your ass into one of their forums and just say, nigga, now is the time. I need to know.
Right.
I need to know is when I confront you with it.
You'll get paid.
I need to know when I ask you, is this shit true? You know what I'm saying? But it's so fucked up because you can't really ask a liar, is this shit true?
Right. Did you see when, I remember back when some young white boy went into one of these forums with then presidential candidate Kerry, whatever his name is, Kerry, Senator Kerry, whatever, and he asked him, are you a part of the Skull and Bones and all this shit, and they tased that white boy so fast. He was going, don't tase me, bro. And I mean, they fucking tackled him and tased him just by asking a question. You ask the wrong question, you'll be dealt with. That was a blaring sign that, they want you to keep your fucking mouth shut. They don't want you to ask any questions. They don't, unless it's the questions that they approve. And that's why when you see these politicians do a lot of these so-called forums, like when the president does his fucking, town hall meetings, do you know those are scripted questions?
Right.
By the audience.
That's right.
There's no random ass questioning. That shit just don't happen. They don't do that.
Because remember the video we seen where the dude threw a random ass question at him, and Obama was like, let me finish.
Right.
Let me finish. I have to finish reading what the fuck my answer is. Are you going to let me finish? Guy was like, no, answer the question. Obama was like, I'm not going to, that is rude. How am I going to answer the question when I need to finish reading my other question, my other answer? They're fucking like, you can't fucking goddamn, you can't ad lib, boy. You can't improvise with these presidents, man, with these government people. Everything is scripted. You can't be that little motherfucker come out the blue, come out the woodwork and question them motherfuckers. They would get you.
Right.
They'd be like, nigga, that's not in the script. You don't show up like that. We didn't even write you in. The fuck is you coming out of left field yelling, answer the question? I don't know why they don't like Obama, though, because that's the only thing I'm not going to say that's the only thing I agree with you on, Ness, but I do agree with you on that it doesn't matter who the fuck they get. It's still going to be the same motherfucker?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still going to be the same person.
The proof is in the
pudding. It
doesn't
matter. Right. And the shit going to get worse. Because their job is to make your life worse, not better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have to stop lying, talking about they really care for the American people. Stop it. Everybody in America. Because the American people is who they really care for, and those are their friends and family. You know what I'm saying? And their coworkers. Those are their friends. Those are their friends. But that's the truth, the American people. But when they say all people in America, that's a lie. Don't even think that includes your ass. They are not thinking about you.
True.
Their job is to make your life hell and your children's life hell. They hear the complaints of people. They hear that shit every day. They tune in. Blog Talk is ran by the government. YouTube is ran by the fucking government. Facebook is ran by the fucking government.
That's right.
All of these, come on, they fucking hear the issues. that everybody yells and kick and scream and type and video. They hear that shit. They know. And we're going to be repeating the same shit. The schools, the jobs, you know what I'm saying? The neighborhoods, the drugs that's in it. You know what I'm saying? Every fuck, they hear that shit. They like, and that's our point, bitch. That's why we do it that way. That's why we make sure that your schools don't have nothing. And we make sure we put the sickest fuck that done graduated from our institution with your children. Yeah, they know that. They said, we make sure that. We make sure we hire the sickest motherfuckers over your children, the dumbest motherfucking principals. We make sure that all of the motherfuckers that run for superintendent of schools and all of that are the sickest, heartless motherfuckers that sits on the board of education. They do all of that. They said, we make sure that. While you're complaining, we're putting them in place for you to complain. They don't give a damn. Them motherfuckers do not give a fuck. They don't give a shit. Yeah, the dumbest, right? They put the dumbest, the sickest educators around your children. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to put motherfuckers that wear nice clothes or sleep on silk around your children. I'm sorry. They get them Walmart shoppers to be around your children. They like their life is miserable as much as yours, and you think that they're going to be able to perform beyond the call of duty for your child? Hell no. Look in the school parking lot. I hate it. Every time I pull up, I'm always looking at the cars like they're fucking miserable. Why should I be bringing my children amongst a bunch of miserable fucking poor fucking teachers? I'm serious about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I be looking at that shit like I know they're fucking, that means they're money hungry. That means they don't give a fuck about nothing else but getting in another car and getting buying some new furniture or a new house for themselves. So they sit on their fucking ass and wait on a fucking check because their life is fucking miserable and they're poor just like everybody else on this bitch. I ain't frightened. I know that shit. I always look at it. But go pull up in one of them goddamn other goddamn schools. Come on, California. Where you at, Neff? What bad are the schools at in California? In 90210? 90210, that area code. That's all I know, the fucking area code of California. You go to one of them fucking goddamn, I don't give a fuck if it's public schools. Pull up in 90210 Beverly Hills Public School. Them teachers goddamn, hey, them children walking in with the best. They clothes is together. The teachers is happy. The children is fucking happy. But you go on the other side, go to fucking Compton, goddamn, it's a whole nother fucking story. They make sure they put them teachers in shit like that. I remember watching The Substitute, and that motherfucker was pulling up in a raggedy-ass fucking car, miserable. Didn't even want to fucking teach. Fuck yeah, I've seen that shit. I know what the fuck it is, goddammit. That's how they do it. They make sure that they put the bad, nasty, fucking filthy stores in the black area, or a low poverty area, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and they put the best type of goddamn brick that they can find in the other area. And I'm telling you, the environments are totally different. This is not America, honey. This is not America. This is some bullshit. Cuss words are the best, ain't it? Ain't it relentless? This is some bullshit, though. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't like the fuck. This is why I don't like the government. You know what I'm saying? And they literally have conversations about niggas. They literally have it. Y'all heard about your Wells Fargo, right? I got a problem with them bastards. That's the first time I realized I was black, like the other day. I didn't know I was black. You know what I'm saying? You heard about Wells Fargo? I swear for God, this is the first time I realized I was black. Because it just hurt my fucking heart. They had a lawsuit discriminating against blacks and Hispanics on loans. And even in 2009, Fireliners told me that they did the same shit in 2009 with home mortgage loans and shit with lenders to blacks and Hispanics. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the first time I realized I was black. Like, this is not good. This is not good. Why are they doing black people and Hispanics like that? Like, you know, like, are you fucking serious? I got a problem with these bastards. Yeah. And then they got real smart. They went to the management consultants and said, oh, well, don't worry about it. We're going to change it. We didn't know. We'll put $50 billion to the side and help with them with whatever they need. You know, trying to clean it up real fast, and they had to pay over $100 and something million in fines. Yeah, y'all don't know nothing about that, right? The chat room, my chat room ain't jumping. Y'all don't know nothing about that, huh? But that's that shit right there. Yeah, that shit, yeah, Wells Fargo in $175 million discriminatory lending settlement. Yeah, they was literally discriminating against blacks and Latinos or Hispanics. I can't stand these bastards. These are human beings, okay? These are people that work for a company called a bank. These are real people, man. Don't think it's the word Wells Fargo that did it. No, motherfucker. It's Mr. and Mrs. Billy McClennings and shit. Or Lewinsky's. One of them motherfuckers, Bob Naringberg. All of them type of motherfuckers. It's real humans and shit. That was, and yeah. And so basically, like, one side that I realized that when blacks or Hispanics was going after loans, they would make them pay 80-90% of the fucking loan. That's how they was fucking them. They was like, okay, bitch, if let's say the house was $90,000. They was like, okay, we'll put up $10,000. You on your own. That type of shit.
Yeah,
you know
that damn loan.
Now, you already know a nigga. Well, I mean, nigga, why the fuck would we come to the bank, you son of a bitch? Why the fuck would we ask you for $90,000 for the fucking house? You telling me, nigga, I got 10, motherfucker. He's like, you know what I'm saying? Like a nigga, I got 10,000, motherfucker. Can you do 80? Shit. For the house. But that's how they fucking running that shit. Ain't that some trifling shit? Yes. Yes, that's when I realized I was black, and I said, I'm going to change my nationality. I'm not going to be black no more. I can't live like that. Fuck that. And then they lie to you and tell you off the fucking rip. You know what I'm saying? We are all one. Like, stop, motherfucker, not when y'all operate totally different. Not when y'all playing hoe games with black people and fucking Latinos. And I ain't hear Obama make no statement about that. But the first thing that bastard did when he became your president was bail out banks, $1 trillion banks and shit. That bastard didn't, he ain't mentioned that. And he, you know, how you gonna talk about Trayvon? How you gonna come out and mention a little motherfucking part two of the goddamn Cornbread Earl and Me movie? That's all that shit was, Cornbread Earl and Me. Didn't I tell you that shit was a movie? It was staged. It's not fucking real.
Right.
You know who bought that Cornbread Earl and Me to me? It's about Trayvon. Y'all ain't gonna believe it.
Yeah,
y'all ain't gonna fucking believe it because y'all niggas are too old and dumb and fall for every dick in the book. Did I say dick in the book?
Yes, you
dick
did.
In the book.
Dick in the book.
For every dick in the book. You want to know who came to me and said that shit to me? Warrior, my 11-year-old came to me about Trayvon like last week or 2 weeks ago, and she was like, Mama, I done figured this shit out. I said, what, Warrior? She said, Mama, do you know that Trayvon, they patterned that whole shit off of Cornbread Earl and Me? And mind you, I've never even seen Cornbread Earl and Me.
I was about to say, what's she doing?
I refuse to watch that shit. Yes, Cornbread Earl and Me shot it. Warrior came to me. I call her ass right now, but she's cheering. She's in cheering practice. But, yes, I swear for God. And I said, what do you mean, Warrior? She was like, Mama, listen, the nigga was running. The police shot his ass, and he had a soda in his fucking hand. And he was running to get back to the fucking game, the NBA game. And he had on a hoodie. I said, goddamn, Warrior, bitch, you're smarter than me. Yes. She said, and he had on a hoodie. And it was raining. Go back and watch that scene. Because I kept saying, this sounds very familiar. It's like I've seen that shit before. Like I heard that story before. It is the exact same shit, y'all. Hoodie, raining, soda, NBA. Little boy. Yep. Yeah. All right. Moving right along. I know. Y'all are too old and believe everything you see, so this is a little bit different. Sorry. Y'all want that shit to be so fucking true.
I'm saying y'all.
Hmm?
I'm saying y'all.
I can say y'all if fuck I want to. Shit.
I'm saying y'all. That's what you're
saying.
Y'all, I'm saying we.
Georgia, honey. Hoodie, soda, right now. Hoodie, that's one incident. Soda, that's two. That's a coincidence. Rain, there's no longer coincidence. In the NBA, he was running back to watch the game. The game was on that night. The NBA All-Star Weekend was that day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, motherfuckers? I know the fuck my daughter's talking about. My bitch is bad, okay? All right? All right, Lupe? My bitch is bad, motherfuckers. Okay, Lupe, I got a bad bitch, okay? Gotta put that on record. All right? She bought that shit to me not too long ago. I was like, damn, Warrior, because Warrior been decoding a bunch of shit lately. You know what I'm saying? She's been my teacher. She's been pointing out shit to me lately. Lately, when I fucking mean lately, I really mean lately. She on it. Her eyes are open.
I say her eyes are open.
Yeah, she on it. She been able to see through the bullshit. That's all she been doing lately. It's like, yo, mama, guess what? Guess what the fuck I just figured out? Yeah, she coming hard like that. Mm-hmm. Real talk. What NX says, after Tupac hologram, I can't even believe what you see. Yeah. You can't even believe what you see no more. Or hear. Yeah. But I kept saying that shit, like when that Trayvon shit popped up. I kept saying, man, this shit ain't real. It just ain't fucking real. They got to do another part to the fucking movie. They got to write the next script out. It ain't fucking real. You know that shit ain't real.
Mm.
You know that
right.
Shit ain't real.
So if the trial is next. So this mock trial is going to be next.
That shit just ain't real. It's just for those who still like to stay tuned to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like how we want to watch Love and Hip Hop every week until we get tired of watching that bullshit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is for those that's still watching. That's for those that still watching. It's not headline news.
Mm-mm.
Let's put that on record. That Zimmerman molesting shit, that's not headline news. That's side news. That pops up on the side now. That's just for those that's still interested in the motherfucking episodes that they
right.
keep putting out. You know what I'm saying? That's all that shit is. If reality shows is scripted, so is the fucking news reports.
Right, because I'm already knowing it's going to be 1994 all over again, which is Zimmerman shit. That's all. Now, you're talking about recreation. That's what they're trying to recreate. The whole O.J. Simpson trial, Black versus white. They gonna have cameras in a room full of niggas and a room full of whites. And when they announce, did he get off and did he get on? It's a reenactment of 1994. That's all it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You said a reenactment of 94 and a whole bunch of shit. Because now they back to women's rights and a whole bunch of white women
right.
are voting for that. Are
right.
fighting for that. Just like back in the damn days where a whole bunch of white women got together and convinced some nigger bitches to join in on it, to give them the right to vote. It's the same shit. Man, it's like the 60s, the 50s, the 70s, the 80s, and part of the 90s happening all over again.
Right.
That's all. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's the same shit, because ain't no way in hell these hoes should be picking it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit don't make no sense. So now we're going through the same shit. So the 60s is done and over with. So now you're basically living in the 60s with all this, the right to vote shit, and all this fucking bullshit.
Right.
Abortions.
Exactly.
The same shit. Should
same
a nigga
shit.
Do this? Should blacks be able to do this? It's the same shit. You know why? Because there isn't a Martin Luther King around. They don't have a house nigga to bring the Hispanics, the Latinos, the Jews, and the goddamn crackers and the niggas together.
Right, there's no Cesar Chavez on the Mexican side.
We should come together ass nigga no more.
Right. For the Mexicans, it was Cesar Chavez. For the blacks, it was Martin Luther King. Right.
Right. Mr.
Diaz
said every 30 years the cycle repeats itself. Yeah, so they don't have, you know, Farrakhan ain't going to do it. He's happy with his life.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so everybody that's out there, you already know, Malisha Bass ain't going to do it. He's sucking on Gerardo's dick.
Right. with his 15
you know
members. Not,
he pretends
not
he's black to you, but he really sucking Gerardo's dick.
Mm.
He's bow down to the Jew. He bow down to the Jew.
Mm.
So, not yeah, no, so you ain't going to find it. You know what I'm saying? We don't have a Malcolm X. The closest thing we might have had to Malcolm X was Khalid Muhammad. Would y'all agree? The closest characteristics of the 90s, of our day and time, to Malcolm X was Khalid. Would anybody agree?
Absolutely.
Okay, well,
I mean, he was the only one who was going on some of these shows that a lot of niggas are scared to go on, meaning Sean Hannity, and just give his ass the business. You know, I listened to him do an interview with Sean Hannity in the early 90s, and he ripped his ass a new one. It was like no holds barred. He wasn't holding shit back.
Right.
He spoke his mind.
Right.
Without,
all the rest
no
of them,
fear.
Like Debit Blair,
mm-hmm.
Phil Valentine, Bobby Heenan, and all them motherfuckers, they just want to be teachers in front of a chalkboard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not no one, you know.
Right.
It's not no one that's confronting the issues head on to the beast.
Without
the only motherfucker that went up to the
beast
was Malcolm, Martin, and Khalid. And if I missed anybody, then shit, yell it out. But those were the only ones that went head-to-head with the beast.
Mm-hmm.
You already know Jesse's out. Al Sharpton ain't shit. If it ain't a lawsuit, he ain't getting involved.
That nigga's bought and sold. He working for the network. So
Yeah, if it's not a lawsuit, he ain't fucking with you.
Right.
So there
exactly.
You have it.
No one.
You know what I'm saying? The NAACP should have jumped on that shit. It took the state general, the state attorney,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, to jump on those cases with Wells Fargo.
Okay.
Okay. It took the one in Chicago and the one in Baltimore, to look into the Wells Fargo discrimination case.
Mm.
Yeah, it took them. But I noticed that your Al Sharptons, your Farrakhan's,
Jesse.
Your Malik Shabazz, and all them motherfuckers,
Jesse.
They don't jump in the ass of these corporations when it comes to discrimination.
No, they're not ahead of the game. They're always behind it. If anything, they going to ride on somebody else's coattail.
Right, and they didn't. And they didn't.
And pick up.
They
right.
should have ate that up and made that motherfucker world coverage.
Right. Especially.
You know what I'm saying? So the world can see that, listen, no, nigga, black over here is being tormented. Latinos, Hispanics over here is being mistreated. Okay? The world needs to see how really sick and corrupted the American system is.
Right.
The systematic of the government. Everybody around the world needs to see this shit. This is not come to Jamaica. This is not a place to vacate.
Mm.
And then make this shit your permanent residence. Unless your citizenship paper says that you're white.
Hmm.
That's it.
Right.
For real. I'm sorry. It's fucking cool. Unless you are asking for your citizenships to claim white on that shit. Other than that, No. You don't stand a chance. You don't stand a chance because I'm still trying to figure out why the fuck are you hating.
Right. You still trudging uphill. You know, you're still going to be trudging uphill literally in quicksand.
And they think we stupid because there's a nigga mm-hmm. in that motherfucking, a mulatto or a mixed breed in the White House. They think a lot of us is fucking stupid and this nigga is relative to them.
Right.
He's related to them. So, you know, you give me a fucking, you know, you throw a Herman Cain, then I know your ass is no longer part of you not selecting a president.
Mm.
Then I know. You throw a nigga that don't have no blood ties to you motherfuckers. Then I know that y'all are really electing and not selecting. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, you selecting your presidents. Y'all keeping the business in the family, which you should.
Absolutely.
I ain't hating on that.
That's
which
the only
you
way
should.
You...
But it goes to show that this is not a government. This is a family business.
Right.
That's why they call it our forefathers. Not yours, bitch. Let's put that on record.
Right.
I mean, bitch to you, but bitch in general. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Not yours. When they're saying our forefathers, that's not your relative.
Right.
They're saying that it's a family affair.
Right. That's the
they're
only way
telling
you keep
right
wealth
there.
In the family. That's
yeah,
only way
you
keep generational
you
wealth going
that
is if
family
you intermarry
affair.
And, you know, and intermingle.
Right. You don't stand a chance. You can work for the family business, but you will not inherit the family business called
right.
America, Jack.
Hmm.
You you will not be able to run the family business, but you can work in it, God damn it. That's it. You know, you have to be in the blood to goddamn take those seats. They'd still tell you that shit. Mm. They still tell you that, don't they now?
Absolutely.
That's why they say our forefathers. Then you hear a whole bunch of niggas saying the same shit. Our forefathers, when they found and discovered and
right.
this, nigga, you ain't related to none of them motherfuckers. Shut
not
the hell
your
up.
Forefathers.
See, fuck, when the fuck they get you to believe that that's your daddy?
Right.
Get the fuck out of here with that
see,
shit.
See, the thing, this is where the mindfuckery comes in, Don, because if you have any minute success within this country, you're supposed to accept the forefathers as your forefathers, and if you speak out, then you
who
become
told
ungrateful
you that shit?
Ass
who told
nigga.
Them that bullshit?
You know?
Say what? Now,
what I'm saying is this is where that mindfuckery come in, meaning that if you have any kind of success within this society, they expect you to accept our forefathers as your forefathers, meaning you don't speak out against that. You can't say, well, that shit wasn't for us, even especially when you have success within the country. That was just reminding me of when Chris Rock said on 4th of July, oh, you know, it's 4th of July for them, but it wasn't for other people, and they jumped on him for saying that, because he's like, nigga, they're not my forefathers. That shit was not for me. You know what I'm saying? So that's the twist that I always see. When you have success, nigga, shut up and be the thankful ass Negro that you was able to so called climb the social ladder in this country. That's how they do. Like you said, that our forefathers is not your forefathers. But they want you, if you are successful and you have some kind of, if you climb a certain ladder, they want to, you then
they want
have
you to
accept
start saying our forefathers and what
exactly.
a great country this is.
Exactly.
They only like it because they,
right.
they probably wouldn't like it if the motherfucking white man said, nope, get your ass back down, out down there. Get back down there with the rest of them niggas.
Right.
But you know they got to have a minority program. You know, that reminds me of the spook that sat by the door.
Mm.
How they had to open up the minority program for the, what was it, FBI?
CIA.
Yeah, for the CIA. They had to do that because of some politician needed to show that, oh, yeah, we have a nigger program.
Right. We support blacks.
Yeah, that's what it reminds me of with Wells Fargo.
Right.
I liken that movie into what Wells Fargo just did. Oh, well, you know, don't worry about it. We're going to set up a minority program. We're not
right.
racist. We love niggas and Hispanics.
Absolutely. And just like in the movie, even they're going to select only a particular few to receive those funds.
Those benefits.
Right.
Yeah, because they said only 4,000. 4,500 of them or some old shit.
Wow.
Of the whole Wells Fargo shit. I got a problem with them motherfuckers. I don't even know why. I'm telling you, man, I wake up every day with knowing that, yeah, it's still discrimination. They still hate you.
Mm-hmm.
They still hate you. They still out to make sure you don't even smell the pie.
Absolutely. They just don't. They're not as blatant as it. You know.
Oh, no, they blatant. It's in your face. We
you
just
think it's still
ignore
in your
it.
Face?
Hell yeah, you know the shit in your face. We just ignore it. We can't
right.
see it. We think it's called research, study, and
mm-hmm.
all that type of shit.
Right.
They disguise it under research shows that black people are more likely not to succeed. Black,
right.
You know, that's and we think of it as, oh, that's research. That's so cute. You got to go to school, you know, to do all that.
Right.
They disguise it under research and study and stats.
And statistics, right. Right
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But that shit, that's them being very shrewd with it. The devil is shrewd.
Absolutely.
So you'll never, you can't catch it. Like I tell you, every day I'm waking up to the reality that, yeah, they hate niggas and Hispanics, Latin. They hate anybody of melon.
Melanated,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, they
that's
hate
right.
the melanated people.
Right.
If you're not one of them, you're going to be discriminated.
Right, because
again, they
right,
hate you, they hate your black ass family. They
yeah.
hate everything about you. So, yeah.
Right.
Every day I'm waking up to that shit. Every day. One day I wake up and say, there is no such thing as racism and discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
The next day I wake up and I realize, oh, shit, yes, the fuck it is. Go back to sleep. I'm waking up going back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
See,
I'm saying? Because I
right.
keep denying the truth. That's one thing I've realized that I've been denying is that, yeah, they hate niggas. They hate black people, anybody of melanin. One drop, if your hair is black and you are considered pale skinned or whatever,
right,
wherever you're from,
mm-hmm,
they hate you too, especially if you ain't claim white on your status.
Right. And see, what we got, you know, what folks got to remember is, they have all these criterias, right, when you go to try to apply for a loan. They have you think that you didn't get it because you didn't fall in line under these criterias. No. In the end of the day, it's always somebody sitting behind the office, I mean, behind the desk saying yeah or nay all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
So
and that's
look,
based on you. Because
right,
if you got to notice, like, I don't – see, here's the thing. I understand. I'm pro-black,
mm-hmm,
to be honest with you. But I'm also more pro-human success than I
okay
am pro-black.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if I did work, let's say, at the top chain of where Fargo's, where loans have to be passed to me,
mm-hmm,
I probably would approve loans from black people and white, but they will find that there are a lower percentage of Caucasians getting approved than it is black. It's the same thing. They will find that. It probably will be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can't even fucking front because that's what they do. You know, they look out for their own. If I was there, but
absolutely,
if it might have been like, let's say, a Reese nigga, y'all know Reese
right
on the radio, that's at the top, they have to approve loans, it'll still be it'll be the total opposite. It'll still be Reese saying, nah, that nigga's not going to be able to afford that, but this white bitch at Walmart will.
Right.
Because I've seen a white bitch at working at Walmart get a loan, a house loan, with a Walmart motherfucking income.
See,
and the house was about $250,000 fucking dollars. And the bitch told me off the rip she was making minimum wage. And they gave her a fucking house.
And the thing is, Don, especially when it comes to these banks where you want money, it's that LTV, man, that loan of value.
No, honey, they're looking at the color.
I understand that.
They're looking
at I'm with you on that.
They've
no,
already feel like that niggas are irresponsible.
I'm with you on that.
They've already made their commitment that there's no way that this person will be able to pay it. And they
right
could be making more than the cracker bitch at Walmart. I saw that shit hands
right
up. I saw that this cracker bitch at Walmart got $250,000 home loan. I saw that with a Walmart shit.
100% financing? God,
probably so.
Woo.
Probably fucking so. And the bitch had to fucking start renting it out. Because she basically couldn't really afford it, but she was smart
right
to rent it out. Niggas
right
don't know nothing about that. Niggas
mm-hmm
be like, I'm holding on to my house. I'm just going to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Right.
I'm going to keep it. This bitch was smart and put a rent sign on it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So she can keep her credit going.
Right.
But, yeah, they gave it to that bitch. Absolutely. Work at Walmart, shout. She wanted to make sure she told me that. And I said, I appreciate you telling me that. Because I needed to know that. I really needed to know that it is your nationality that'll get you somewhere or will hinder you on this side of the globe and probably everywhere else. Who knows?
Oh, it's the same game played all over the world. Same game being played.
I'm just only familiar with this corrupt side.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which I know that this side of the planet basically controls all the other sides of the planet. And they've already, you know, position themselves in every government, just about, in every government, in every country, throughout the world. They've already positioned themselves there.
Right. Absolutely.
They're giving Africans, black Africans, native Africans a hard time in their own land, the same way they're giving some of us a hard time in our own land on this side of the planet.
Right.
They're giving the European Moors, the real Moors over there in Europe and in Spain, a hard fucking time. And that's their land.
Absolutely. That's how they operate.
So, yeah. So something going to have to give. That shit going to have to, they're going to have to address those issues and stop lying all the fucking time. That's why I don't like no government. I don't like any. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not like, you know,
right,
it's not fair. It's not even. You know, it's not even. And I'm really starting to believe that if you're white on your documents, that, yeah, you automatically get a credit score at 720, 8 and above. I'm really starting to believe that. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I wouldn't put nothing past
them.
I'm
really starting to believe that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to work your way up to a 700,
right.
800 credit score. They want you to work your way up.
Which
I'm
makes,
really starting to believe that shit.
I see what you're saying, Don, because when you think about it, if you have to work your way up, that means you have to open up several lines of credit, which naturally automatically puts you in debt.
Your ass in there. Yeah.
So I can see that. Absolutely.
Yeah, because that's the first thing they tell you. You know, you can bring your credit score up, just open up a credit account, credit card. This is your credit card, get you this, get you that. And, nah, that's what I told my daughter. I said, nah, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Because Doc was like, I think it would be great for her to open up an account and up her credit, boo, 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 and that would build up her credit, right? They see, we have to build up our credit because our freckles are too close, and that's on record, that our freckles are too close. But those that don't have pigmentation, they don't have to build up their credit. They already have high credit to begin with. Doc was telling her that, yeah, I think it'll be great. And I said, Tia, don't you do that shit, bitch. Get incorporated. Just build a business credit. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Build up your credibility in your corporation. But fuck that. Don't fall for that. That's that, and that's why that nigga's all in fucked up and in debt. We're not doing it that way. I'm not falling for that same shit that my mother and father fell for. I'm not going to pass that shit down to my daughter. That now she needs to open up an account in her social and try to build that shit up for what? For the sake of Mr. White Man to still say no or to still say yes and give her a $500 credit card? When the, you know what I'm saying? At a 720? Stop. We ain't got time. No, fuck that. Damn that. So, yeah, there is a difference. I'm telling you that there's a fucking difference. There's a difference. When that goddamn Indian dude, Hindu dude came on to the after party, Woman Is Life, were you here? When the Hindu dude got on the mic and nobody believed that motherfucker but maybe two of us, when that nigga said he works at the what was the name of it, Sunshine? He said he worked at Goodwill and makes $80 an hour and Walmart making $10. Everybody was like, bullshit. I knew that motherfucker did. I knew that shit. I know that shit. Everybody else was like, bullshit. I don't know why y'all think that motherfuckers get the crumbs from the master table. Everybody. No, only niggas and Hispanics get crowns from the master's table. I'm sorry. Only niggas. I just have to, yeah, you believe that, right? Yeah, I believe that. And even finally, I was like, that's a damn lie. And I said, well, I believe that lie. I believe that lie because I know there's a difference. There's a difference. There's a fucking difference, my nigga. I don't know why, motherfucker. I mean, there is a fucking difference. How do you get a business credit? You have to build your business credit report. You have to build your business credit report with your vendors, my aunt. So once you become incorporated and get you a Duns & Bradstreet credibility number, something similar or adjacent to your social security number, it's a credibility number from Duns & Bradstreet. You become a member. It means you got to join them, and they give you a number, and you have agents that work towards building your business credibility report, okay? In other words, everybody that you pay damn near once a month, that goes on that side, your credibility report. You know they never look at your credit when you're paying your landlord, yes or no? You're like, nigga, I pay my rent on time, but that shit is not on Equifax. Have you noticed that? Only your bank is on Equifax, only the banks. But when you're incorporated, your landlord will go on your business credibility report. That because he becomes a vendor. Those are people that you pay on a consistent basis. So, yeah, that way when you are filing for business line of credit, they'll look at your business credibility report through Duns & Bradstreet that they have access to, corporations and banks or whatever the fuck you want to call it, and they're able to see that you're in good standings, your credibility. They call it credibility report, corporate credibility report. Okay? I hope that helps. Okay, they look at that, and then you get approved for a line of credit or a business loan or a car or a fucking commercial building or a house that you're going to fucking use as a guy, as part of your corporate location or whatever, you know. So that's that. That's how your credibility report works. Even if you're paying Verizon, it shows on that side because that's a vendor. You know what I'm saying? You're incorporated to do business with your vendors, such as Verizon or AT&T or electric company or Waterworks, whoever you're paying to consistently. That's just part of the necessity of keeping a corporation running. Is it, you know, all of that and then everything in between, such as, you know, insurance, I guess, health insurance, whatever. All that shit show up on that motherfucker. Anytime you paying or leasing, or renting, or owning, or got a bank, or whatever, got a mortgage, or a credit card, a fucking business card, business credit card, with your business name on it. All that goes on over there on your credibility report. I hope that helps. But that's, and then that's how you build your business credibility, based on all your vendors. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're welcome. So that, if that helps. So, if that helps, that's how you build it. Now, it's better to build your business credibility report because it's like you're a newborn baby. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, where you're starting from scratch versus, you know, by the time you finally check your credit report by leaving your mom's house, it's at 5 and some cracker bitch next door to you is at 720. You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit different. As far as I know, they probably discriminate too in Duns. Who fucking knows? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling. You know, for real. Ain't no telling how the fuck. They probably discriminate over there too. Shit. But they supposed to help you continue to build your credibility report because you're a member of Duns & Bradstreet now and you have a number. So they supposed to help build it, set it straight, you know. Help you. You can add to it, or you can, and you can take away from it. Your credibility report. You can add more vendors. You can do whatever. And in business side, it takes 90 days for them to update your credibility. Versus the public side, it takes 30 days before they update your credit with Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. So it takes 30 days. That's why you have that's why you have at least 27 days to pay that bill. Because on the third day, 3 days later, they're going to update it and send it whether or not you've been paying that motherfucker. That's why you really don't have to pay on the 15th. You can actually pay on the 27th. You know, if you know the way they send your credit out, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say if you was owning a car, buying a car, you know what I'm saying? They say, you know, your payments are due by the 15th, which you got 3 days, which would be the 18th, to get it in, so to speak. Well, actually, you have 27 days for that month. You know what I'm saying? Well, you have until the 27th or the 29th, shit, to pay it, because then they won't send it to those three credit bureaus and show that you ain't paid that motherfucker. So you got at least 27 days. That's why I don't pay shit. I'm gonna pay shit when they send it. You gotta fucking wait, cause I already know you ain't gonna send that shit to the end of the fucking month and update my credit report then. So you fucking wait. I don't give a fuck what that statement say when it's due. You gotta wait. Yeah. So they send it every 30 days, public people, and with corporations they update it every 90 days. If I'm not mistaken, it's either 60 or 90. I could be wrong, but 60 or 90 days. To update it. In other words, if you lease something in your business, for an example, a car, a company vehicle, and let's say that's due on the 15th of, what's the day, of August, you don't have to pay that shit until before October the 15th. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're updated every 60 days or 90 days. I can't remember. Versus somebody that has to bust their ass to pay their bill every month. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. That's the difference. Yeah, it's always going to be late fees. You know these companies always have late fees, King Jicks. You can pay it or tell them to waive it. Shit, you can always call and tell them to take them fucking late fees off. You know, you can always call them. And if a bitch say, no, I'm not going to take them late fees off, and say, well, send me to somebody that can. Shit. You can always get late fees taken off. It's just, you know, how you able to delegate. You know, it's all about who the fuck you talking to. And that motherfucker ain't doing what the fuck you ask him to do. Ask him to send you somebody else. Transfer me, bitch, because I need somebody to take that shit off. I don't want to pay an extra $10, $20. So what? I don't want to. And I shouldn't have to. I'm not late, goddammit. You're late. Blame them. You're fucking late. You don't have to. You know, it's just real simple. It's just, you know, it depends. If you don't mind paying something, that's your business. If you mind like white people mind, white people serious about that shit. They will goddamn stay on the phone until they get what the fuck they want. That's how I know I'm white. Mm-hmm. I know I'm not black. Black people accept every fucking thing.
I don't get a
lot
of that.
Mm-hmm. Look, I got to pay the late fee. Now they telling me I got to pay the late fee. I got to pay the late fee. I got to pay the late fee. Be like, nigga, bitch, you a nigga. Okay. Only niggas respond like that. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Only slave mentality responds that way. People of slave mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I will debate you in a coma until I get what the fuck I want off my shit.
That's right. Where's the supervisor? Give me a supervisor.
You know what I'm saying? So...
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but you can do that. You know, sometimes I like to insult them minimum wage motherfuckers that's on the other line. I just because I know you're acting a fucking ass.
Right.
So I will insult you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like the company is there.
Yeah, like, bitch, you minimum wage. Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Send me to somebody to make more money than you.
Right.
I don't even ask for supervisors. I say, transfer me to somebody to make more money than you, bitch. Because you don't understand the dollar bill, hoe. Yeah. I just said that, bitch. You don't understand a dollar bill, bitch. You struggling, hoe. You got a raggedy car, so you wouldn't understand it.
Right.
You wouldn't understand that that's not your money that you're trying to take from my pocket. You don't understand that. You really fucking believe in something that does not exist.
Oh, they believe in it. Oh, goodness. That
yeah.
shit is sickening. It
yeah.
really is. To hear them
yeah.
literally try to fight and joust with you. Over some shit that is not then I'd probably be like, man, give me somebody else. Give me the supervisor. I ain't got time to bullshit with you. I know what your
yeah.
job is.
Yeah, it seems like you're having okay. a bad day.
Right.
Yeah, this ain't working. I need somebody who just had sex with their husband last night. Like, this is not going to work. I be saying shit like that. Now, I need somebody who just maybe somebody who might have had sex with their husband last night that came to work smiling.
Right.
Okay.
On cloud nine.
I remember I told one bitch, are you on your cycle? Is your cycle on? Because damn, bitch, you shouldn't be coming at me like that.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be coming at me like that. You don't even know me, ho. You
right.
don't know me. Transfer me to somebody who period ain't on today. I think that I will pass this, though. You know what I'm saying? If I become Senate or whatever the fuck, or president,
mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. I will pass a law that bitches that's on their period will have to stay their ass at home. You are not going to be able to work.
No menstruating bitches around here.
No
right?
menstruating bitches. You know what I'm saying? No
right.
menstruating bitches. I really fucking mean that shit. And I'm all for women, but I'm not all for all women. You know what I'm saying? I'm really
right.
serious about that shit. I will pass that. Like, y'all hoes can get abortions, but, bitch, your period on, you can't come to work.
Mm.
Not when you're a service provider. Not when you're a teacher, a doctor, a pastor, whatever the fuck. No, you will not. No, no, no. Even if you work answering phones at AT&T, bitch, you are not going to work today.
Right. Anything that deals with the
not.
People. Right.
Your police officer, bitch, you stay in your dumb ass at home, ho, with that gun and that bloody pad, bitch, you gonna be at home. I mean
right.
that shit. Yeah.
Right.
I'm really serious about changing this shit. I swear for God. And I know a lot of bitches ain't gonna like that, but now we'll even pay you a dollar to stay home.
We'll give
you
sick leave.
No money.
Right.
So,
you'll get sick leave.
No, it'll be called period leave. Menstrual
period
leave.
Period leave.
Motherfucker.
Right.
Mm-mm. No, you don't have to take that day. No, because you, no. No. Y'all right. probably going to like the government y'all in now over the one I'm changing, the one I'm bringing in. Come on in. 4-7. Oh, somebody push one. Who did it? 478, you know your mic is open, jet ski. But, oh, Jael said with no pay. No, we're going to give you pay. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give you pay. But you need to be able to relax. This shouldn't. People don't understand that the you know, like, a woman should not have to put herself in a situation where she needs to change her past in a place that's not her home. That's so fucking disgusting.
That's real talk. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Not she should be in her environment while her cycle is on. I really fucking mean that. That's why women needs to run the government. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas don't understand that shit. Niggas will still be forcing the bitch to go outside, take the trash out, get the mail, go pick the kids up and all that fucking shit. Bitch bleeding in the car.
That's disgusting.
That's why back in the days they made sure that the bitch stayed outside the house. Remember some of the goddamn tales in Africa and shit? It was like, if the bitch cycle is on, I think that shit is even in the Bible.
Ooh.
They said the bitch should be shut out of the church. She should not come in until she is clean.
Ooh.
Even in Islamic culture, that the bitch has to wear black. A black veil. She has to wear black. When it shows that she's in mourning. Yeah.
Right.
Like mourning sickness. Like death, dying, bleeding, whatever. She has to wear black when her cycle is on.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something?
That's crazy.
Yeah, even in Islam. That's not crazy. It should be like that. Come on, bitch. You going to take a chance to wear a white fucking face veil? Get the fuck out of here.
Face veil for your period?
Well, you know. Now, they wear all white.
Right.
Well, the real Islam, the real Muslims, they wear all white. Now these bitches be wearing a goddamn red dress with a face veil on and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Wearing Dolce and Gabbana's and shit. Y'all seen them Arab poles, right? Dolce and the True Religion jeans with a face veil on and shit.
Oh, man. Yes.
But, you know, back in the days when Islam was pure, they were all white.
Okay.
And the only person that basically changed was the women when they were when their cycles was on.
Okay.
So my bad. I'm thinking of pure Islam. I forgot these
bootleg
fake Arab bitches are just wearing clothes like you and I got on with a veil over it.
Right. Oh, covering their hair.
Yeah, my bad. True Religion. Yeah. Yeah, True Religion jeans and shit. And the motherfuckers be wearing red bottom shoes, high heels with their face veil on and shit. Buying MAC eyeliner and shit. Them hoes an update gang. Like, baby, I want the best. I want MAC for my eyes.
For my eyes.
Yeah, I want fashion fair.
I want eyelashes. Extensions.
Yeah, they getting all that shit now and shit. Eyeshadow over their eyes and shit. That's the only thing they could dress up. But anyway, the point I'm making is that I really feel that, you know what I'm saying, that a woman should not be out there like that. You know what I'm saying? I think the cycles is sacred, you know?
It's
sacred. And the bitch don't need to be out there.
No, you need to be relaxing and being waited on hand and foot, actually, you know, when you're on your cycle. You shouldn't have to do damn thing, not nothing.
Yeah, because, you know, everything, I mean, you're already cramping and shit. Who got time to deal with your fucking attitude?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Who got time to deal with your attitude? I'm noticing that a lot of black, a lot of police women, women that's of, you know, police, you know, NYPD and all them other little bitches, that they are more evil when their cycles is on. They be, because that bitch, if you would have asked that white bitch to slam that old lady on the concrete and bust her fucking head, I bet you her period was on. And she took it out on that old lady. I bet you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Now I got a problem with that shit, you know. I think it's time to put the woman in her place. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
She needs to be in her place. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for some of the men laws, not against women, but it's need to help women. Like that breastfeeding in public.
Right.
The only problem is you got bitches that those the same women that breastfeed in public are the same bitches that go to the Mardi Gras and lift their shirt up for beads. So they don't see a problem with covering up the breast while they feed the baby. Them
right.
the same free titty bitches.
Just pull it out.
Yeah, just pull it out. You know what I'm saying?
No
and,
blanket.
You know, they're not ashamed of their nudity. So, yeah, I think it should be banned.
Yeah,
or outlaw until women become shameful of themselves again because they're not. You know what I'm saying? I think it should be. I said on Queen's show that it shouldn't be an ethical law made up by a bunch of faggots. But there's a lot of bitches that like to show their titties. It doesn't matter if they got milk in it or not. And I think once they get pregnant, these are the ones that's okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
After for Jerry beads and shit.
I mean, as much as I like my titties, but I ain't with nobody looking at my baby suck on them.
Right.
Because I know it's some sick fucks on the planet.
Right.
You
have
to. And I ain't trying to entice sick fucks by thinking that my titty shall be shown while I feed my baby.
Right.
But yeah, so they trying to pass that law on that shit. You know what I'm saying? That a bitch should not breastfeed in public.
Yeah, I didn't even have my titty full all the way out when in my own home. I still would have a blanket, a nursing blanket over myself, you know? I mean,
because you have shame for yourself. That's what that means. You have shame for yourself. That's why we do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things why, there's certain things that we will not do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'll show my ankles, but not my knees.
Right.
Does that make sense? Or my calves to my ankles, but not my knees.
Okay.
I'll show my arms, but not my stomach. And not because, you know what I'm saying, got a little stretch marks on it. But
right.
It's just certain things that I just won't show. I'll show, you know what I'm saying, I'll show my cleavage, but I won't show my titty.
You don't show your nipples.
Titties, the whole titty showing and shit.
Right, no nipple action, you know?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you can't help, but you know what I'm saying? You can't have it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean, women have lost their shame because she wanted to compete so badly with the white woman because she felt that black men desired white women. And that's why she has to now feel like she needs to compete with her. And the whole time this chick is straight competing with you. Because you got the best thing on the planet.
That's right.
And the black woman don't, she failed to realize that shit. You got the best thing on the planet. Not only that you got the best body, you got and the best mind, but you got the best man. So, yeah. And so I'll be glad when black bitches wake up and see that shit.
Right.
That, honey, they're not a threat to you. You are a threat to her.
Absolutely. Don't know their self-worth. That's the thing. It's just crazy. They fall for the hype.
No, I understand. You know, they just don't. They just come on in, 267. Oh, my God, is this Universal Moore?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about you. I was like, where the hell is Great Scott? Like, you know, I was like, I know he better be in this motherfucker. I got to hear a rant.
Doc Brown.
A scientific rant.
That's right.
What
Doc Brown.
Yeah, I'm listening and I'm loving what I'm hearing, Peace Left. You know, I'm just taken aback because it was given to me from a different perspective, a woman's perspective, and I thank you for that. On the other hand,
I'm sure it's the women that didn't like what I said, but they don't know no better.
No doubt. But I see it's ringing true from the other end. So, you know, it's all about their perception. If they view to widen their perception, then they'll have a wider view when they step up. But, you know, some people have a small perception, and when they step up, they still have a small perception. But progress is progress, and I'm happy that they're listening to you. And you're giving them a reason to hate because, that means, it's, you know, there's a reaction. When you pour the hydrogen peroxide on your skin, it's no reaction. But when there's a cut, there's a reaction.
There you go, my scientist.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
I'm digging because it's a lot of stuff going on. And like you said before with Cornbread Earl and me, I found it interesting because, you know, the people that love that, they love the set of movies, Cornbread Earl and Me, Five on the Black Hand Side, and all of those movies like that came out in that era. And that Trayvon story, I'm almost sure that was an experiment and the completion of an experiment, and it appeals to a specific age group for when that came out. And when that story hit, and those same similarities, you know, that they remember, but may not consciously call to memory. It brings back that same emotional drive that was structured in that movie at that time.
Right,
because so,
Warrior saw it. I didn't see it. She saw it, like, last week or two.
And she
you
picked that off like...
Wow. Yeah.
And she
Radio.
Came chasing me out the house. I was going back to the store, and she was chasing me like, Mama, I just got there, had an epiphany. She just talking, boy. She was breaking that shit down. I mean, and I'm so thankful my eyes and my ears are open to the truth. Because yeah. if I was somebody else's, if Warrior was a daughter or a child of somebody else's parent, that shit would have been knocked down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit would have been knocked the fuck down, but I know. I just fucking know, because I always said that was not real. She just tied yeah, it, the whole shit in for mm-hmm. me. She says the same shit. Hoodie, soda, rain, NBA, and white man policeman. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Neighborhood security. That's what the policeman's supposed to do, is secure the neighborhood. Then we used to call him your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Mm.
Yeah.
The Avenger, that's right.
Mr. Friendly Cop. What do we call it? Officer Friendly.
Mm-hmm.
They were your
yeah.
neighborhood watchmen's in the
yeah.
beginning, the police
so
departments.
Those
they would watch
patrol.
Over your neighborhood, not go in your neighborhood to kill you and lock you the fuck up.
Right.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Yeah.
Neighborhood watch.
They're supposed to protect and serve. They goddamn it, killing.
They're supposed to observe and report. They're supposed to observe and report. Not actually take the fucking.
Yeah, they're supposed to protect and serve.
Right.
Serve you.
It's
and protect awful. You from anybody that does not belong in your neighborhood. That's what the police force was originally for.
Yeah.
To patrol your neighborhood and make sure there was none unwanted visitors in that shit.
Absolutely.
To
that's why they have different
you.
Districts. Right.
Yeah.
Different precincts.
And it knew
district.
Everybody in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So it knew when somebody did not belong in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It would search them motherfuckers like they do at the fucking airport. Where are you going? Who house are you mm-hmm. going to? And they would escort them to your house just to make sure they were your visitor.
Oh, this your nigga? Okay, good.
Yeah, for real. That's what that was for. It was to protect you. Because anybody yeah. can lie and say, I'm going to goddamn house 154 on the block. Yeah, they would
yeah.
escort you there. That's to protect you. Them bastards ain't here for that now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They was to make sure you rest in peace at night.
And the police feared the people. It wasn't the people fearing the police, because we knew where you lived.
Absolutely, because you lived amongst us, motherfucker. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? So, yeah. Relentless people said, I was just telling my friend about Cornbread Earl from the discussion earlier. Next thing I know, Don in my ear, oh, telling all about, yeah, the hoodie. Ain't that some interesting shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's confirmation, my nigga, because I wasn't going to tell y'all. Even Doc asked me when I first bought it to Doc. I said, Doc, you wouldn't believe that Warriors finally tied that shit in to the Trayvon with Cornbread Earl and me. And then the next day I did the show, and Doc was like, I was hoping you was going to tell him. I said, nah, I ain't telling the motherfucker that shit. But I finally did today. This was like some weeks ago.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm deciding to share it now. I don't know what made me finally bring it to my
right.
first of my mind and
mm-hmm.
to tell it. But
she's
yeah,
on point.
Maybe that was for you, Relentless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If anybody, it probably ain't for everybody else, but I'm sure that's for you mm-hmm. now, because you was just having that conversation.
Right.
About that movie. So that was for you.
Yeah. Shit, the Warrior's on point. And I'm telling you, the trial is going to be the damn OJ trial all over again. That's the reenactment. The murder scene was from the movie, and the trial is going to be the OJ Simpson trial. All
Why you
over.
Say that?
Because you got this Latino/white boy, you know, and you got the black. So it's just going to have that dynamic where people are sitting and rooting for sides. That's why I say that, because you already have people, they had surveys breaking down ethnicity. Do you think Zimmerman should have been arrested? 60% of white people, 70% of white people said no. This many black people, 95% of black people say yes. And that's the dynamic that the O.J. Simpson trial had, when they was actually taking statistics on was he guilty and was he not, you know, guilty or not based on color lines.
50 said, if the hoodie don't fit, they must have quit. Stop, 50.
Oh, shit. That's a good
hey,
one.
Y'all, we got like 5 minutes before the mothership takes off, so you got to call in Skype in or go to the after party to hear the next hour of the show. And I noticed that a lot of people are having issues getting into the after party of the link that Sunshine puts in the chat room. That's because you have to install it. Okay, but never fear. The Brain Trust is here. We made it easier for those people that don't want to install Pal Talk on their computer just to get to the after party. You can actually go back to WGAG Radio on Blog Talk, scroll all the way down, and you'll see a sign that says Extras on the left, and you click on that, and the after party will open up, and you'll still be able to hear the show. So you can open up another browser, go to blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio. That takes you back to WGAG Radio homepage. Open up another browser, another window, and scroll down, click on Extras. You'll still be able to hear the next hour of the show, and you can still be in this chat room that you're in now if you're unable to get to the after party. Okay, I got to give a special shout-out to Firelinus, man. And I'm so thankful to see you right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I don't see you at least one time a day, I lose my goddamn mind. Do you hear me? You know what I'm saying? You just peek your head in and go back to, you know, your life. But as long as I see you one time a day, I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? I got a special shout-out to Firelinus. That's my mama.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? That's my mama.
Matriarch baby.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm okay, because then I start worrying Sunshine. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is Firelinus? It's some bullshit. Like, what the hell is going on? You know, she's a real elder. I don't mean older. Elder, like grand,
right.
Like old people.
L.
But an
right.
Elder, like, she speaks on high. You know, so she means a lot to me.
Right.
So if I can't see her, you know, I fucking be hounding Firelinus Sunshine, like, find her. I don't give a damn, bitch, you drive to Chicago. I don't give
right.
a fuck.
Ring all the numbers.
Drive
ring
to Chicago
or something.
You're going to have to find her because this ain't working. This ain't going to help
right.
me out, you know, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, so I hope that helps. So you got about 2 minutes to call in, Skype in, and go to the after party. I hope those directions help for some. Anyway, more, what else you got to tell us, honey? Because I know you got some more shit for us before the mothership takes off. Where's Jet Ski?
I'm in.
What are you thinking about, Jet Ski?
I'm listening. I ain't really had too much insight. I wanted to listen and take, like I said, I want to get a woman's perspective on things, so, you know, I'm just kind of taking notes.
Oh, a woman's perspective.
A woman's perspective. Mm-hmm.
Yes, man, I'm taking notes. I'm sitting back and learning.
Well, y'all, who taught y'all these sayings?
Who taught me to listen?
Y'all.
Who is y'all?
The broader, like, when people, you know, I get offended when people say a woman's perspective.
Oh, it's out of respect. It's out of respect.
I'm telling you, but certain things that are out of respect is offensive to me.
Okay, so
you
don't call
what I'm
a
saying?
Woman then.
You know, like, in other words, to me, it sounds like it's more of an opinion rather than the truth. And the truth can only come through men, and an opinion can only come through a woman's perspective.
And now, I say this.
You know, when it's used that way. Anytime a person used the word woman, in
ma'am.
Front of perspective, instead
mm-hmm.
of, I would like to hear your perspective, then that means that there's not a gender involved. That means you're just really
yes,
interested
ma'am.
In what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a Caucasian that calls in and say, I just want to hear what you, your nigger, your perspective, your black people's perspectives are.
Right.
I mean, in other words, you don't want to hear what my perspective are. You want to hear how niggas see shit. And that's offensive
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm real alert to the word games that we've been taught to say, and not knowing that it could possibly be, you know, a spell, and not knowing that, you know, a spell ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? A spell is a spell. So, you know, I'm very alert. Yes, Jael, I'm alert like a motherfucker when it comes to word games. So I'm very mindful of, you know, of that. So it's no disrespect to you, Jet Ski. I just want to let you know that I know, you know, where these words and these word games come up. A woman's perspective, that's like a nigga's perspective, mm-hmm. or a white person's perspective, or, you know, that classifies, and I'm not in there classifies.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah, because I got a serious problem with that shit. I hate that. You hate
right.
that now?
Right, because it's not saying that the truth is coming out of your mouth.
I just want to hear what you women got, what y'all women, y'all women
right.
point of view.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, ooh, that just cut. Ooh, that hurt. You just
right.
punched me in my stomach.
It lessens you to a gender and not for truth that rains out of your mouth, you know?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, so if it was a man, would it have been different? Would you
right.
be saying, I'm just listening to hear what y'all are saying. You know, I'm just here, you know. That shit bothers me. I hate this. You know, it's two racisms that's going on in discrimination, gender and your nationality or your race. And I'd be glad when we literally break that spell of the gender spell that they gave us through religion and the discrimination or the race spell through history that was taught in school and in the entertainment and television.
Right.
I'd be glad when those two spells are broken. You know,
because
then we'll be able to actually live more righteous. Say what now?
I use that word perspective, and you know, I don't want Jet Ski to get my words twisted either. You know, I use that perspective because one, I don't have, you know, every 28 days I don't bleed, you know, so that's something completely outside of my understanding, you know, and I try to put myself in that kind of understanding, but it's only imaginary. It can never be real, you know. But when I use a woman's perspective, it is only purely to prove the truth. You know what I'm saying? So it's just another way of affirming what I already believe. So that actually goes beyond gender, but a woman can put it to you a different way. You know, so once women are based in truth, and so is man, and that is the only way that we can.
Yeah,
really
truth is truth. Truth has no gender, and truth
yeah.
has no age, and truth has no education.
Right.
Truth is just truth.
I don't believe so.
The truth can't be changed.
Not your
the truth can get you out of jail. If
it
sets you free, it'll get you out of jail.
My same perspective, I was saying your viewpoint. I mean,
thank you.
I understand. Yeah.
No, I truly understand. If I was another type of woman, I would have been like, thank you so much. But because I'm really not, you know, that would have been like a major compliment. Like, guess what? I met this man on the radio. He said he just loved to hear a woman's perspective. I felt so appreciated. But I'm a little bit different. That shit does not do nothing for me. I don't claim woman title. Girl title. I hate these fucking issues. English, I hate it. Hey, let's take off, y'all. We got 60 seconds. Let's run it.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels.
I'm gonna tell you
we
something
else.
Y'all ain't gonna. A lot of y'all ain't gonna like this. But guess what else I hate? 404-416. Your mic is open. But let me tell you something else I hate. I hate when a nigga call me goddess. That gets on my fucking nerves. I fucking hate that shit.
He's that sweet doggy. You don't like me a sweet talk.
That's yeah, Simone trying to sweet talk me and shit. Stop it. Nigga, do you know who I am? Like, boy, if you don't stop trying to use that word, nigga, that ain't going to get you nowhere. I don't like
that
shit.
Style.
That bothers the hell out of me.
Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership.
Let's take off, y'all. Fuck you. We got 5 seconds.
Hustle on over here.
Look at poetry. Can you hear her jam? All right, we'll sing that shit. Sorry, poetry. My bad. We done turned it down, done talked over your, if you hear, come on now, any noise, it's just me and the boy
getting it.
You got to hear, we'll say that shit for you, fuck that, sorry about it. Sorry, y'all, know how niggas like to turn down the radio and shit, be your favorite song and shit. Your favorite jam be on, that motherfucker always turning it down, got something to say real quick. Mm-hmm. I'm good at that. I swear for God. But anyway, so more, what you got? Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, 404, your mic is open. Can I get a mic check from you?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, darling. How are you today?
I love that.
And that's
mama.
Another thing I hate. I hate that mama shit. Stop.
Hey, mama.
You know I hate mama. Don't say mama to me.
Don't
that differentiates me from being a father. That's not nice.
So if you call her by her first name, then she's gonna be jumping all over you.
No, that's not true. I love her to be called. I love to call. Yeah, call me what I tell you to call me. Don't call me what they told you to call me. But go ahead, T. How you feeling today?
Okay.
Okay, what?
I'm okay.
Oh, okay. You okay? All right. So what's up? What you got for us?
Mash, I was just, you know, getting this after party.
Oh, okay. Are you, so that's it?
I'm finna be on my way to you.
You have nothing? Oh, you're on your way to me?
Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Okay, well, get here safe. I love you, darling. Don't ever let me know in the public, okay? FBI could be listening. They could cause a herd of deers to come through. Like, for real, never tell me that in public. Seriously.
Okay.
You know I can't stand these bastards. They already watching. You know how I feel about that, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
Doc does that shit, too. I don't know if y'all got niggas that do that shit, niggas that report to you. I am riding down I-85 right now headed to I'd be like, could you fucking stop doing that shit? Who fucking does that?
I need
you
to
make
stop
their job easier.
Mm-hmm.
Let them track you. Don't tell them where the fuck you at. They could have just lost track of you. You know what I'm saying? They could have just went to go piss and lost a little red dot on the screen.
You ain't
like,
lying.
Stop that shit. That's you two fire lines. Y'all finna. I'm telling you, motherfucker, I'm real serious about. You know who I am? I'm that white bitch. I'm that white nigga on Enemy of the State that fucking knew that shit that kept trying to tell Will Smith, nigga, stop, motherfucker. Like, do you understand? I done showed you the instruments, the devices these motherfuckers got. Nigga, you still gonna use a payphone, son of a bitch?
Right. Like, take your shoes off, nigga. Look. Right here.
Yeah, done show him the bugs and all of that shit.
Right.
Man, that nigga gonna make a phone call, have them niggas coming. Like, come on, stop.
I'm so
you don't
guilty,
understand.
Man.
I ain't trying to make these bastards' job easy.
Yes,
y'all make it too easy for them niggas. Y'all need to get paid for telling them where the fuck your location is. All, especially you Twitter niggas. You Twitter and you Facebook son of a bitches. Y'all motherfuckers need to get a check for reporting to the FBI where y'all at.
Ooh.
And what the fuck y'all doing? Y'all niggas take pictures of your food? Just cook. Now they writing that down. Okay, the bitch like tilapia, rice, and motherfucking macaroni.
Right, poison
Let's
all that shit.
Let's start poisoning all that shit. Yeah,
right.
Like showing pictures and shit. Instagram, and tell them underground. Y'all niggas, y'all making them bastards' jobs easy. Y'all don't even get paid to update y'all shit. Y'all don't even clock in to update your life. Who does that?
And that Twitter, they be like by the minute too. Oh,
hell
man.
Yeah, just finished taking the shit in my brother's house located in D.C. on 12th Avenue, motherfucker.
Wow.
They be like, you dumb fucks.
Right in front
you
of
know?
The corner store, right.
And then they all yell the same shit. You know they keep an eye on us. You know Big Brother's watching us. No, nigga, you telling the motherfucker. You the ones that goddamn is telling the motherfuckers what to watch. You. Stop.
Exactly.
Yeah, that shit be bothering me. You know, oh, my God, I don't like it. I had to literally tell my children, don't tell no fucking body. Don't tweet. Don't Facebook that your fucking ass is in D.C. Do you fucking hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I had to tell them that. I said, when we leave and get home safely, you can brag and tell motherfuckers you went somewhere else after the fact. You don't never tell them I'm riding, tweet, texting, riding down I-85 on my way to get my hair done in Atlanta. At the Fuck You
right.
Beauty Salon spot located next to Chicken
right.
Chow Mein. Like, stop.
And then take a picture in the salon. Hey. Getting my hair
like,
done.
Like, come
Look
on.
At
That's not going
right.
to work, man. Wise up, y'all. Wise up. Be very conscious. Goddamn, stop drinking. Give it up. Like, And all right, give up drinking or something. Maybe it's something that got you motherfuckers forgetting. I'm serious about that. My mama be calling and be like, what you doing? I said, Mom, you know I'm fucking tell what the fuck I'm doing on no goddamn phone. Why you always ask me what the fuck I'm doing?
Mm-hmm. Right. Where you at?
She still don't get it. She still call right now. What you doing? What the fuck is you asking me that for, bitch? We on the phone.
I'm on the phone with you. That's what I'm doing.
God damn.
Right. Oh, man.
Mm. That shit be, woo, that's some scary shit. Fucking with motherfuckers, you still got to keep telling them, stop. Yeah, we serious about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see Sasha and Malia doing that shit. Check their Facebook.
I know. Do they got Twitter?
You don't
account?
See them doing it. My daddy just walked in. Up, just threw down his flag. Like, you don't see that.
Flag.
Notice that their right. children are not doing that shit. Why the fuck are you and your family doing it?
Mm.
Even Oprah don't do that shit unless it's for your ass to come follow her.
Mm.
So, yeah, that shit, uh-uh. They done made... They're not watching you. You're putting all your information out for them to keep track of.
Right. You're making it a lot easier for them.
Yeah.
You're making the job very easy.
Yeah, they already know. And they know your thought process, which is okay.
Yeah, that's why I don't get into debates on Facebook. I don't do that when people want to bring up the political debates, even though I do it on the radio. But I don't do it on Facebook. You know, motherfuckers, I be looking at some people's thing, and they should be so long.
Motherfuckers be super racist on the Facebook, too,
right.
Boy. I be cool as fuck, man. I be liking white women pictures. Like it. Like, I'm okay. Like, ooh, yeah, pretty white woman. Yes, indeed. Oh, yes, I have a no another type of personality. I look at that pretty little white baby. I be typing and adding my comment. Ooh, what a pretty little devil that is. That's just
devil.
A pretty little blonde hair, blue eyed devil I ever seen. I'm mindful than a motherfucker on that shit. Like, I don't fucking think it. Fuck that. Thank God for multiple personalities. Goddamn it, because then you'll never be stupid.
Absolutely. Like, I got six different personalities. I got six different ones. One day I'm this, one day I'm that. Hey, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, honey.
Can't go wrong with that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you will never get caught slipping.
Mm-mm.
God damn it. But I'm glad my baby's on her way now that she done already reported it. Bullshit. Tell you, man, y'all motherfuckers. And I remember, baby, Jet Ski mentioned the social networks and all of that yesterday.
Right.
I'm all for social networks. I'm just not all for all the dumb fucks socializing on the networks. Does that make sense?
That's a big difference.
Yeah. Like,
that's a big difference.
Like all the dumb people socializing. Like, could you stop? If you dumb, you don't need a social network. Like, if you that fucking stupid, I don't think you need one. That should be a law. You should pass an IQ test.
I mean, I was just about to say that.
Ain't gonna be
like,
three people on that bitch.
I was just about to say IQ fucking test. You took it right out of my mouth, man. Right out of my thoughts, I should say, not my mouth. But yeah.
Yeah, it should be something like that, for real.
Right.
And then put them in a dumb social network. That way you won't have to be, having conversations with the dumb thinking they're smart because they're on your friends list.
List. You ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be a questionnaire that you should form for people to accept your friendship. They have to pass the friendship IQ test.
Mm-hmm.
If your views are different from them, if they score like a 70 percentile, don't accept them as your friend.
Right. You should be able to set your own test,
yeah, that
right?
way y'all don't have to be arguing on the fucking Facebook or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Put your own questions towards them.
Yeah,
to
ain't no need to
friendship.
Debate them because you
right.
already, ain't no need, y'all agree on the same shit. They done passed
right.
the test. But then it'll really show you probably only have one friend and that'll be yourself. That'll be you. Then you'll find out you only have one fucking friend and that'll just be you and shit.
Because
everybody's views and opinions and what's the word? More perspectives are different.
Yeah.
If you don't like Obama, your friend, dude, that y'all can't be friends now. That shit would be crazy as fuck. Good thing I'm okay with people likings and dislikings. I'm okay with that. If you like Jesus and I hate Jesus, you probably wouldn't be my friend. But I would still accept you as my friend because I wouldn't give a fuck whether you like Jesus or not. You're still my folks as long as you ain't trying to stab me in the back. That's why I said there's a difference between people in religion and people not in religion, or people that believe in God and people that don't. The only difference is what the fuck you would do to me. That's all I care about. I don't give a fuck about your belief. My concern is what you would do to me. I'm only concerned about what you would do to me. Will you help me towards my goal or keep me away from it? That's all I give a fuck about. You can have Jesus. You can have Muhammad. But you, if you was a trifling bitch, bitch, I can't. I'm just not fucking with you. I'm not going to blame Muhammad because of you. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the only problem that 99% of the people blame. They blame the religion and give these other motherfuckers a reason to escape. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? And I don't do that shit. I don't do that. I'm not going to say, bitch, you a Christian and you stab me in my fucking back. I hate all Christians now. No, bitch, I just hate you. Okay? You know what I'm saying? That's how I roll. You know what I'm saying? I can't blame this fictitious character named Jesus for you stabbing me in my fucking back. You know what I'm saying? I'd be a damn fool to place the blame somewhere else. When it wasn't Jesus, it was goddamn Tamika. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm serious about that shit. I don't blame, you know, the umbrella. I blame the motherfucker that's holding the umbrella. That's what I blame.
As you should, because I'm the only ones who can control the umbrella is the one who's holding it.
Yeah, that's why I can blame everybody in the fucking government, goddamn it. Because ain't one righteous motherfucker in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I can blame everybody from the top all the way to the bottom. Ain't that right, Five Liners? I don't know your names, but motherfucker, you are to blame. Yeah. I blame humans for this fucked up situation that everybody is in. You know what I'm saying? I blame them for everything. I don't blame their religion. You know what I'm saying? Because religion does not make you. Religion did not create you. You know what I'm saying? Religion is kind of like an apple pie or a pizza. That's it. It was your choice to choose that. But that still doesn't. That still does not dignify or define who you are by nature or what you are by nature. Your occupation is the same thing to me, like a pizza or a pie or some potato chips. You chose that, but that still does not define what you are. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't define your character, your fucking nature. You know what I'm saying? When we say we hate all police officers, that doesn't define, that was their choice, but it's just them motherfuckers. It's Officer 127, that son of a bitch, that dirty bastard. It's that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? These are just choices that people choose to put on these hats, but the hat does not make the wearer. Remember that. The food, they say you are what you eat, you know that's bullshit. So, no, if you're not what you eat and you're not what you work, you're not what you believe in, you are who the fuck you are by nature. Yeah. So that's that. That's how I see everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't had a chance to meet and be in the presence of every human being on the planet to classify all Christians ain't shit, or all Muslims ain't shit, or all crackers ain't shit, or all niggas ain't shit. I've never had all the human beings on this planet for 3 months in my fucking life to make that decision. To say all. You know what I'm saying? You can't just say all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's called an opinion. That's not
right.
Fact.
Yeah, to make that.
That's a fucking perspective because you only see in the glass a certain goddamn length, full or half. You don't see shit else. That's your,
right.
You know, that's a perspective.
Right.
When it becomes a fact, when you met every fucking body.
Yeah, it becomes.
And you had a moment to actually relate to them.
Right, it becomes a sweeping generalization.
Absolutely.
Like literally, you know.
Which I have a problem with. Yeah. And the government is good at that shit.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker, like that motherfucker gonna say $95 tax, a penalty. Like, get the fuck out of here. Who does that shit? You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna give niggas an extra $95 to spend?
Right.
Then if you're not, how the fuck are you gonna tax something, you son of a bitch? You gonna give everybody an extra $95? Everybody should get $95 in their check extra. Then we'll be gladly turn that shit right back to you, and you can get that shit right back to us. But that shit don't make no fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? You know. You gonna have to raise up minimum wage, and it should not be no such thing as minimum wage. That's what I also have a problem with. It should be no such thing as minimum wage, which means that only minorities is going to get minimum wage. You know that, right? If they are the maximum, called the majority, and you are the minimum, called the minority, then that's the wages that's only given to the minority. Hello?
Right.
I got a problem with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem with all this. I got a serious fucking problem. Look at Sunshine. Ding, ding, ding. There it is. I got a serious problem with these bastards. Like, how you going to do that? You know what I'm saying? How you going to do that? When they make pants one size fits all, come on. Are you serious? So one wage can't fit all? Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
One wage can't fit all?
That's right.
If one size can fit all, couldn't one wage fit all?
Absolutely.
They're bullshitting.
Right.
You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? They're bullshitting. I got a problem with that. If he was able to give trillions of dollars to corporations, he should have been able to also do the same shit for those that are not incorporated. And everybody should have got a check, a bonus check. Every time a president get elected, you should be seeing at least an extra $10,000 in your mailbox just because he's paying you back from all the donations.
Right.
And your support.
You can't believe that.
If this nigga raised $1 billion, y'all should be able to see checks. If this nigga get elected or if he don't, it should be dispersed back to the goddamn people. That money should go right back to you motherfuckers.
Right. That's actually economic policy, really.
I know, because
that's really why
I'm going to be leader of the free world, not in the corporation of America, because I don't give a fuck about it, Jack. These are settlers. These are stealers and thieves and raiders.
Murders.
And fake-ass patriot bastards.
Mm.
And gnats. A whole bunch of gnats. And bears. And tigers.
Lions.
And lions.
God. Oh,
what's
my.
Washington. And redskins. Rednecks.
Right.
What was the, did I do New Orleans yet?
No.
What's New Orleans? And knights and shit.
Oh, saints.
Yeah, and fucked up saints. Bullshit ass saints. Pretending to be saints. Yeah, that type of shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know, hawks are predators. Eagles are predators.
That's right.
They prey on motherfuckers that be minding their business. Don't they?
Might as well be vultures.
They are vultures. Shit.
Right.
They like that.
They feed on the living and the dead.
Damn sure do, that little nasty fucking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they would dig up your mother, your grandmother, great grandmother's goddamn grave just to throw her bones back in the dirt and clean off and dust off the fucking casket, and resell it.
Right.
That's what the fuck they do. What up, Yvonne? How you doing? Shit, and I got a problem with that. Big Save says problem with minimum wage is that if you aren't getting paid minimum wage, you're not getting an increase. That's that same bill shit, nigga. You got to start from the bottom up. But if your freckles are not too far apart, is mm-hmm. far apart. If your freckles are way far apart, in other words, white on your nationality, you already at the top. I really mean that.
Mm-hmm.
I really fucking mean that. I'm no longer believing that lie. That I mean, I'm not. That's not even an opinion no more. That's not even me speculating. That's not even my perspective. That is the truth until they prove me wrong. That's the fucking truth until they prove me fucking wrong. And ain't nobody in this bitch going to be able to do it.
Hey, I tell you like this. Hey, go to Wyoming and some of these serious, serious, heavily crackered populated areas. And I always wonder, I understand the whole cost of living thing, but don't tell me I can go to Wyoming and get a gallon of milk for like $1.25, and then I come to a metropolitan, heavily melanated area and pay $6 for a gallon.
Oh yeah, that's a big difference. There's a big difference. In the minority areas, everything is high.
Right. Absolutely.
In the other side, everything is affordable.
Straight up.
Ain't that a bitch?
Straight up.
Yeah, don't tell me that this country is not based on separation. That whole Martin Luther King shit was just basically a plight to get you to believe that the white man was good.
Mm.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? That he's going to do good. No, you can't reform the devil. You can't reform the white devil. You can't reform the black devil. You can't reform them. That's what I'm overstanding.
Right.
Talked about, you know what I'm saying, now they done found the drug. I heard Jet Ski talk about they done found this little cure for AIDS now. And, no, for real. Listen, though. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I listen to you, right? I just want to let you know,
yeah.
Jet Ski. I'm a good listener, too. I try not to interfere, especially when I know where everybody's coming from. I really try not to interfere. But, yeah, I heard that. And, somebody said in the chat room, yeah, the cure is money. And you said it, you know, you mentioned it, that it came through you, of course, that, you know, yeah, they want to get paid off of selling that dope, that drug.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about money. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, if we really do look at the demographics of those people that are suffering with HIV or AIDS, the majority of the demographics are people that can't afford medicine, health care.
Absolutely.
So you want to, and I find, don't you find it interesting, Neff, that they come out with this so-called cure shit right after Obamacare, so you ain't got no choice but to get health care insurance?
Right.
And
all
mind
that.
You, they've already came out with their little fucking statistic showing that black women have the highest rate in AIDS, AIDS rate.
But check this out, Don. This is on top of FDA approving home HIV test. Remember, they just approved kits to take home to test
right.
yourself.
Right. And
you know?
and but I hope that the label does say it. Even if you are negative, you could possibly still be positive.
Right.
Because it takes 6 months to a year for the virus to show in your system.
Absolutely.
So you might have fucked the nigga with AIDS yesterday and take a test today, and it will show that you are negative. And now you're thinking, oh, I ain't got AIDS. I just took the test. And, bitch, that virus starts to grow in your shit from 6 months to a fucking year. Basically, you would need to take an AIDS test every day for the rest of your fucking life.
Mm.
Basically. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Basically, you have to take it every day for the rest of your fucking life to know that. Same way you're supposed to take a bath every day. Shit,
right.
now you got to take an AIDS test. Then we brush your teeth every day. Yeah, you
right.
have to do that shit every fucking day.
Because
It takes 6 months to a year to show up. That's why some people be out there and still be like, well, no, I'm negative. I took an AIDS test last week. I don't have AIDS. But they don't fucking know that shit. They don't know that shit is growing. It's a virus. It starts very small. Then they tell you it's okay to have sex with a condom on. But the AIDS virus is smaller than the condom.
Right.
The condom breathes. It has holes in it. The AIDS virus can get into the condom. But they want to tell you it's okay to have sex put on a condom as if you can't get AIDS, and you still can.
Right. The shit is microscopic.
It breathes.
You know? Right.
Yeah, a condom has holes in it. It breathes.
Right.
And the AIDS virus, it's a virus. Like, come on now, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wouldn't fucking know. But they want you to keep having sex. They still want you to kill yourself. And then say, well, we tried everything we could do to prevent them niggas.
No.
From self-destructing. I mean, hey, we created a condom. We created all these types of other things. We even gave them sex education to their fucking children.
Right.
So they like to show that their good works are not in vain, but it is vain works. It is devilish work because they denied to tell the people the fucking truth.
It's just
the government, like I said. Not
right.
The doctors that you find on YouTube talking about it to their classes, but the masses is looking for the government to come out and be fucking truthful to them.
Mm.
And they're not.
I liken it like this, Don. I liken it to the pill. Like we talked about, the pill advocates you having reckless sex pretty much. Now they have a preventative HIV pill. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you think people do? I pop my pre-HIV pill. Let's get it. And then on top of that, I got my take-home HIV test.
Yeah, so that way I really don't need to, you know, you really don't need to put on a Jimmy hat now. I
right.
took an HIV contraceptive, motherfucker.
Right.
Let's
HIV,
get it all.
And then after we finish
say,
having
what,
sex, Jessie? I can take my test.
I said the pill actually could be giving you HIV.
I know it. Like who mentioned this? I know I heard it today. Somebody said that they had a drug that came out for HIV. They didn't know it wasn't approved because who said this? Wait, let me get this.
The Bayer.
You said it today, and they shipped it over to overseas and shit.
Yeah.
And gave
Bayer.
Those motherfuckers
Bayer.
The drug that's supposed to help them, but they gave them AIDS.
Gave
the
them
Filipinos
AIDS.
And all them other motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that shit today, didn't they?
Yeah, that was part of my segment. Yeah, I said. If you go and look it up, you go on Google, you guys look it up. I don't know word for word, but Bayer, they came out with a medicine in the 80s, and the drug was tainted with blood plasma. But, see, they didn't have HIV testing back then, so the infected blood, they kept it. And, you know, they instead of them taking it off the shelves and just recalling it, they shipped it overseas without telling, you know, the people overseas.
Yeah, because they
won't
lose
overseas.
No money.
Lose no money, yeah.
Yeah,
they
want
to still make money off of that. Fireliner says she remembers that. Yeah.
Yeah. All of
yeah.
my throwaway
and
shit goes
overseas.
Ship
that overseas. Shit
overseas. Mm-hmm. Everything.
And that's probably how AIDS got, Africa got infested with AIDS. Because that was in the 80s.
Everything that's thrown away in America is automatically shipped overseas into third world, so-called third
yeah.
world countries.
Because they
want to
make their money.
Nations.
They got to make their money back. That's a product.
Mm-hmm.
That's a product. The same way they do with defected or poison hot dogs. They send that shit right to the nigga area to be sold at Wayfield, Kroger's, Walmart, or whatever the fuck y'all got.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, tainted food. They send that shit to the niggas.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They send that shit anywhere where there's melanin because they don't like melanin people. Yeah, they want to kill people any fucking way. What a great thing to do. You can kill two ways of, you can kill people. The most effective way is sex and food. Yeah, sex and food. That's the best way to motherfucking destroy a population. Sex and food, anything that you're taking in your system. Because they have to get in the system to destroy from the inside out, okay?
That's right. Get your vital organs.
Yeah,
get them.
And start causing that shit to shut down. And but
mm-hmm.
they still give Coca-Cola a fucking number one choice business award, and McDonald's get their little prize, and all of these other motherfuckers, they get their reward at the end of the fucking year.
You know,
they're not rewarding them because they've been in business for how long. They're rewarding them of how many motherfuckers they poisoned. No. I'm not gonna say they poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are destroying your own cells, which is a good thing, because that way that they can actually feel like they can still get to heaven if there is a God.
Mm.
If there is a judge, they're like, hey, we didn't fucking make them.
They did it anyway. They did it on their own. We're not putting guns up to people's heads and said, drink a Coke or you die. We're not telling motherfuckers eat a McDonald's sick fuck burger or you die. We didn't force none of them. We just put it off there.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah. We didn't make these people do that. We didn't make them have sex. We didn't force them this shit. Mm-hmm. That's why they feel like karma won't fuck with them. You know what I'm saying? They feel like, you know, the universal laws won't come at them with that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they done learned from them black devils, them Hindus. You know what I'm saying? You put it out there, but it's not your fault that it's out there. They can choose not to choose. That's how they looking at it. They can choose not to choose. But I'm a smart God in my house. I do my best to play the smart God or the smart president or that presides over my resident. And if I don't want my children harmed by it, I don't bring it in my house.
Absolutely.
But your government is not a smart God. Your government is basically playing the role of the devil that allows every fornication, every, what's that word, destructive device onto their shores or in their home. And your president presides over all of the residents of the United States of America. All of it. To locate everything and allows that shit to take place in their house. So it's children, which would be you and me, to kill ourselves over it. Go ahead, Neff, you got it.
Right. That's how they operate, you know what I'm saying? But I tell you this, lo and behold, they still got to pay their karmatic debt, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, they try to use that plausible deniability that, oh, we really didn't know, you know, after the fact and all that shit. That's just like, I mean, but they always know, okay? They study and they create these products for years. It's called product development, okay? Right? They call it product development. They spend years upon years and millions upon millions to come up with these creations. That's just what they do. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And then at the end, they say, well, we really didn't know, but, you know, but you always catch them, and they always get caught in that catch-22 because, I mean, they
iniquities. Yes, that's
right.
It. Iniquities. The iniquities of the Amorites is not yet fulfilled. Ain't that right, Abraham? Ain't that what God told you, Abraham, in Genesis? Abraham, did God tell you that shit? No, for surety that your seed should be in a strange land that is not theirs, yours, that is not theirs, and they should serve them people? And them people shall bring iniquities onto them motherfuckers. And in the fourth generation, they should come out with great substance, but the iniquities of the Amorites is not yet But the iniquities of the Amorites is not yet fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, baby, Abraham, God told you that shit. Yeah, they still at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they are brutal. I said on the keyboard, there's a mute button on the keyboard. Okay, sorry about that. As y'all know, Tierra's here, always causing confusion and distractions.
That's what our children do.
Yeah, right, they're good at that shit, making loud noise. They're coming in tiptoeing like they're going to be quiet. Next thing you know, it'll be some shit falling on the fucking floor.
Right,
and shit.
Right. It don't matter how old they get. It don't matter how old they get.
That's what happens. But anyway, yeah, Big Scientist, what's good with you? He says if you get somebody to work a spell for you, it's still your spell. Thus, the karmatic debt is still on them.
Right.
Yeah, ain't that right? That's, yeah, they got, I mean, it's, woo, it's a lot to deal with on this fucking planet.
Ain't it? Shit,
that's what I'm
stop.
Realizing. Like, I'm telling you, every day now, I wake up like, oh, shit.
New revelation every day.
Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I see why Tyra Banks had that damn black boy on that motherfucker's like, I don't want to be black. And they dressed that nigga up white. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's like that, nigga, we got to, I mean, how the fuck we going to take over this bitch and do this shit right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I ain't going to lie to you. If you get
The only thing that was scared the shit out of Caucasians, because they're really not white, but was scared the shit out of Caucasian if rebels, black nationalists, nah, fuck it. I don't believe in black nationalists. I don't believe in them. I think they're phony. Anybody agree? Does anybody agree that the black nationalist motherfuckers are phony?
Majority of them. I can't, like, I'm not going to make that sweeping generalization
of y'all.
But a majority of them is all lip service, no doubt.
Yeah, I don't believe in the black nationalists. Okay, what about the so-called black supremacy groups? Do y'all believe that they really hate white people?
No.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Like vice versa with the KKK.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. You're right, because the same KKK would cheer for Michael Vick in the NFL.
All day long. All day long. I love that nigga.
So, yeah. So there really is, but it is obviously some that will just make sure that white people get what they want first and you get the scraps. And there are some, even in all races, they're going to look out for their own race first if they get in power. For real. It ain't going to be nobody like a Martin. Even if, you know what Martin Luther King would have done, to be honest with you? If he was president, he would have did the same shit Obama did. Will you agree or disagree?
In which term? In what terms?
The same shit that Obama did was bail out all the goddamn corporations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he would have did the same shit. Everything that Obama did, Martin Luther King would have did the same shit. Somebody that's for, like, supposed to be for humanity, but you're not for humanity if you bailing out businesses that treat niggas like shit, that treat people like shit.
Right, and not bailing out the people.
And not getting the people out of debt, like calling Equifax up and say, listen, okay, I see that there are at least 1 million people, better yet, how many people on the planet?
Oh, shit. Well, I'll just
help
say
me out.
Billions.
No, not on the planet. I apologize. On this side. In the Western Hemisphere, in the nation.
400 million?
Okay, 400 million. So I can understand if the president called Equifax, TransUnion, and all of them and says, listen, okay, I know we got over 400 million people that has an outstanding balance. We want to pay for all of it and wipe it
all
clean.
Of it.
Then I would know that this nigga is, that your president, I don't give a fuck if any today or tomorrow's president is for you. That's what he's supposed to did instead of
right.
Go to Bank of America and all them motherfuckers and bail them out. He should have called Equifax and said, we want to pay all of their debts off now.
Yes. That's what
you know
a real
saying?
Humanitarian does.
Yeah, that's what a real ain't even a real humanitarian in this planet right now other than me.
Right.
And I ain't got no motherfucking money and I would do it for y'all.
Every time you ask me what would I do if I'm president, I first thing I always say, is I will have debt forgiveness, erase the
I don't know about
debt.
That word debt forgiveness. I'm just going to erase it because you're not even, you know, the word forgiveness ain't even in that motherfucker. They lied and told motherfuckers they need to build their credit up, so why should I be forgiven for the debt when they put my ass in it?
Right. You know my point is to erase all debt.
Yeah,
every
basically.
Time.
Yeah,
right.
Not just erase, but to take the trillions of dollars, if it is real money, if they did
right.
use them dead honkies, Benjamin Franklin and all them cats,
mm-hmm.
If he literally gave them that much of that amount of money that looks green that says "In God We Trust" with the little white man and with the little, you know, Omega symbol over their picture, that shit, that little dollar bill, if he really did get that shit, he should have gave it to Equifax and all of them, and Equifax would have cut all the so-called corporations a check.
Right.
Because mind you, these companies were in debt only because of those who couldn't pay them back, yes or no.
Toxic
They're
assets.
They're not in debt
yes.
because
yes.
of anything else. So you might as well wipe the citizens or pay for the citizens' things that are on their credit report. So then the Experian and all them cats would have been able to disperse the checks to where it properly belonged to.
Absolutely.
That's a real presider. Over the people. That's a real mother and father, if that means anything.
Right.
That's a
over
real leader or figurehead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a real head of state.
Mm.
That's a real, that's what a real dictator or whatever the fuck y'all call this government is supposed to do.
Oligarchy, all of it, yeah.
I don't give a fascist.
Fascist.
Or whatever the fuck. Or whatever the hell you call it. But that's what the fuck they supposed to fucking do. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you know, instead of just paying them bastards and your ass still owe Bank of America.
Right.
Huh? That doesn't make sense.
None.
Yeah, then Bank of America, that shit should have immediately got erased off your credit. You got your money anyway from Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And if I owe GMC some fucking money, you got that from Obama. That shit need to be off my check now, off my credit report.
Right.
That nigga bailed you out because I didn't pay you.
That's right. Now you think of it like this. If you don't take care of the people who actually so-called caused the debt, how can your economy ever thrive again?
Hello.
How
Thank
can
you
it thrive?
Now. Exactly.
Right.
Because the more, in other words, listen, I don't have a bank account. You want to know why I don't have a bank account? Because the banks allow another corporation to garnish my shit without even asking me, is it okay?
Right.
Can we? So that bothers me. Do you understand? That means at this point, if I don't have a bank account, I'm sure there has to be at least 100,000 of me out there that don't have one.
Yep, yep.
For their own personal fucking reasons. See, I have a problem with that shit. So, in other words, they should be able to really eliminate those that are in debt. It should, in other words, they should be able to turn the clock back.
Right.
The only clock they're concerned about is the atomic clock that's in Europe, that they only turn the clock forward and add a second. But they should be able to literally erase your debt since they're playing the role of God.
They can, right?
Of course they can, because if that nigga gave trillions of dollars, he could have gave trillions of dollars to Equifax, Experian, and all of them, and that money would have been dispersed, like I said, to those companies that everybody owes, so to speak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That means that would have been even. That means that even the hospitals would have been able to get their money. Because don't you have, like, medical expenses, medical on your report if you don't pay for a goddamn x-ray. So, yeah, that means that everyone would have been taken care of all corporations would have been taken care of.
Put it
and
like
every human being in America would have been taken care of.
Right, because according to their statistics, most people go into bankruptcy due to medical cost.
Right. Right. 50 said, Don, that's true. 50 and retired.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a garnishment enforced without the employee's permission. She didn't know till it was coming out of her check. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that's rude. That's very disrespectful. And these are humans that does this. This is not some big goddamn machine in Belgium that works on its own. These are real people that shit and can't get constipated and fuck and eat and chew food and swallow and wash their ass and sometimes trip over a goddamn rock.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And bump their head on the kitchen table. These are the same motherfuckers, humans that's doing this shit.
That's right.
So, yeah, I got a problem with these bastards. You know, they're not doing right. They're distracting a whole bunch of American people on bullshit-ass debate subjects. You know what I'm saying? That bothers me. You know what I'm saying? That scares me when the majority of American people are distracted on stupid shit like same-sex marriage, on fucking education, on abortions and shit. That shit is dumb as fuck. Are you all into that debate? Are you fucking serious, bitch? Like, you try to choose sides on who argued the best? Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Your life and your children's lives are on this planet.
Hmm. That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to have a means to make an income on this planet, and you're not getting, they're not giving you proper income, but they want to tax you for every goddamn thing that you bring in on your own. But they don't want to help you bring in no income so they can tax you.
That doesn't right. make sense. They should not be taxes should be dropped until they bring back jobs and up the minimum wage to maximum wage. There should be not even taxes on bread, motherfucker. Because how the fuck you going to pay taxes on bread when your ass ain't even, they ain't even created a fucking job for you to pay your taxes? You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah. I got a problem with that shit. Taxing college children. I think college children shouldn't be taxed for nothing. They already in debt to your dumbass fucking banks. That's stupid. They already eating fucking oodles and noodles, living off of canned goods and shit.
Right.
The fuck is that? Like, it's no, it's just, it doesn't make sense. It's just, all this shit, it just bothers me. Now, I fucking hate it.
I hear you, Don. I'm right there with you. It's just, it's a contradiction around every corner. And what this country is supposed to signify or symbolize. So it's a contradiction. Their actions do not meet up with their rhetoric.
Man, they stole the fucking country. They basically stole the world from the primitive beings that was here first.
Right.
They stole it. So it ain't finna be based on honor and respect and
no
reverence.
Honor amongst thieves.
Hell yeah, so you can't even, you know what I'm saying? They just passing stolen goods. Every time a nigga is elected, Caucasian or anybody, they just passing the stolen goods to the next motherfucker. You voting in the next thief.
Right.
That's
they
in their
say.
Bloodline. These right. are thieves. They come from a bloodline of thieves, killers, rapers, murderers.
Right. If you think
liars, deceivers. He's like, which deceiver I'm going to vote for this time
right.
that's in the family?
It's like this. If you think this one was bad, wait till the one coming up behind me.
Yeah, right? They always right. say that, and they ain't never lied either. It just get worse, don't it?
Right.
Y'all ain't never had a goddamn a pleasant liar or a sanctified killer in your government.
Wow.
A
right,
righteous
right.
killer. A righteous liar. Y'all ain't had ain't not even a hiss of honest thief. Thank you, Fireliners. Ain't never had an honest thief in your government yet.
Right.
Part of their bloodline. You ain't gonna have it.
Don't exist.
Mm-mm. They are not gonna do right. Right is not in none of them.
No.
This is the land of opportunity. So now they only have the opportunity to only care for their family and their friends. That's all you get on this planet.
The opportunity,
your opportunity
for you.
That you receive is only for you, your family, and your friends or whom you choose to give some of the blessings to.
Right.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? And this nigga talking about he gave Reebok. A whole bunch of Reebok to goddamn children as if Reebok didn't sponsor the fucking children. We should just thank Reebok if you were smart enough.
Right. Reebok gave you the shoes to pass out.
Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? We should be thanking Reebok and not looking at Meek Mill for that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We looking at these motherfuckers as the saviors when the saviors are Reeboks and all the rest of them motherfuckers. You ain't do shit.
Right.
You ain't do nothing. And what makes you think they wanted Reeboks? Why come you just couldn't give every child in the neighborhood $150 and let
right.
them choose the shoes they wanted?
Right.
Like, seriously, if you can really gonna do something, do it that way.
Take an order of every child. What you want? What you want?
Exactly. What's your
not doing
size?
That.
Yeah,
that
means
you gotta pay
work,
for it. And
it?
That we know, like you just stated, we know he didn't do that.
Exactly, because if you did, nigga, you would have did shoe size and asked them what kind of shoes they wanted.
That's right. That's
ain't
right.
that right?
That's true. That's
and
true
wrote
right
their
there.
Name down, they got their pictures, and had his whole team buying the shoe and the size and all of that.
That's right.
And then mailing it to the family.
That's right.
If you're going to really do it, like the stimulus check. I had no, I'm thinking I'm about to give me some money just because my name in the goddamn health department on birth certificate is still alive. I didn't know you got to fill out a whole bunch of bullshit and hope to get approved. What?
Right.
The fuck? Are you serious? But meanwhile, when the IRS want my money, they know how to find me.
In a hurry. You can't.
Okay, but you can't just mail out checks, motherfucker. Y'all got a database of every motherfucker breathing on this planet. Stop it. If there's an address, motherfucker, outside of your spot, you can be located. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But this your government. They lie their ass off, them son of a bitches. I got a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? Firelighter says Reebok's got a charitable contribution and a humanitarian credit. Damn sure did for doing that shit.
Yeah, we helped the underprivileged.
And told the nigga to give it out to motherfuckers he choose. And told that nigga, give it out to anybody who you choose. Whom you choose. That shall have it.
Right.
Did Jordan do that now?
Not to my knowledge. Not
Jordan don't be
knowledge.
Giving out no Jordans, do he?
Huh?
Jordan don't be giving out no Jordans, do he?
Not to my knowledge.
Not the Neff knowledge and not the mine, but does anybody have the knowledge today to say,
right.
Oh, yeah, Jordan give out like 2,000 goddamn pairs of new Jordans to goddamn the cheering?
No, he had niggas lined up and
everybody
running.
Say, no way.
That he got him, you know, this his thing, his contribution is putting them in the mall when niggas can run over each other and stampede each other for their shoe. That's what he do.
Mm-hmm. Abraham said that nigga don't even like giving discounts.
He want full price.
Abraham said that, they said that nigga don't like even giving discounts. Good God. That's what I noticed about black business owners and people that have so-called became Hebrews and crossed over to the Caucasian side. They do not like giving discounts. You are not going to get a discount from a nigga. I ain't seen that shit yet.
Very rarely.
Yeah, I ain't seen that shit. You be asking for, you go to Hertz Rent-A-Car. They'll ask you, are you a member of anything so you can get a discount? You go anywhere, even a Chinese goddamn beauty supply store give you a 20% off discount.
Not knowing that discounts attract more people to your establishment.
Yeah, man, they don't fucking give you nothing. They be like, nigga, that's what the price say, motherfucker, no discount. Yeah, I'm glad
able
for you.
Make deals for people, they will come back and deal with you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Jordan
dumb.
Should give out vouchers and stop bullshitting. He should give out vouchers. Every fucking, it should come in the Sunday papers and shit. 20% off on Jordan. $3 off on Jordan. You need to stop. We shouldn't be using Foot Locker's little discount, little card they give. Stop. We should be able to use Foot Locker discount and Jordan Nike / discount.
Right.
Yeah. But nah, ain't gonna happen.
Nope.
Ain't gonna happen. At all.
Nope. That ain't how that nigga operate at all.
Byline says, does Michael have a say in anything? I'm sure he would. He can. It don't matter. That nigga just bought a fucking a house that take up 36,000 acres. He could buy his own fucking Jordans and give it out for free if he wanted. Put the money back in his business. That's what I did when I owned a catering service. I paid for the plates and gave it to my children. Took the money out of my purse and put the money in the register when y'all wanted to eat. You remember that Tierra? Yeah. And put it in the business side when I bought plates for people in my own shit. So, yeah, I took the money out of my own earnings and paid for everybody, even though it was my company. And bought everybody something to eat. I'd be like, food, what else you say, Tierra? Lunch on me. Lunch on me, and it was my own motherfucking restaurant, goddamn it, shit. But I paid for it, wrote a receipt out, put it in the business side of it. That nigga can do that. It don't matter. Hell, he could do it if it ain't even his fucking shoe, he could do it. Lord Jesus, Sunshine said we got 3 minutes left. All right, y'all, so that's my time. I need a song to get up out of here with, man.
Mm.
I should do Rick, Jim James. What's that nigga name? James Brown Payback. God damn it.
Big Payback. Yeah, do that. You know why? Because that was dedicated to Nixon for tricking him, for telling black people to vote for him, because he did get 65% of the black vote in the 60s.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so that would be a fitting song.
Thank you.
Big Payback.
I didn't know that. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate love that. Thank you. That's my time. I'll see y'all in the after party. Y'all have an awarding day. See you back here at 12 noon, the Jet Ski Show, and then the Donna Corleone Show. Make sure y'all tune in. Y'all have an awarding day. Peace.